welcome to another exciting broadcast day.
My fault.
All right, because I'm not hearing me in my headphones. I'm hearing, oh, I see. I'm on, no, I got Calus XR punched in. All right,
should we'll try figure it out. Again?
People are running. What do we got there?
I hope we have this all figured out before we actually start the show next week.
Oh, now we got it worked out. Yeah.
Best test show ever.
All right. Well, somebody's going to have to press the right buttons in this studio each and every morning before we start because I'm talent. I shouldn't even be here. That's the way I look at it. What am I even doing here? What time is it? I should be high. I should
You're not?
Well, I got a buzz. Yeah, but I'm not high.
You get to go all the way, right?
Yeah, I should be smoking opium somewhere, sitting on the ground with guys who rock. What's going on, Mike? Did we play our opening from Engineer Ron?
Let's try it again.
Oh, we're going to try it again.
Good morning, and welcome to another exciting broadcast day.
That's right. That's how things catch on. You do them every goddamn day, whether they're good or not, and eventually they just become the theme from P. Dallas Dodge. Can't get it out of your head. Horrible, but what are you going to do about it?
The theme
it's
from
there.
When?
P. Dallas Dodge.
Are you speaking in code?
P. Dallas is the name of a guy.
Oh, Dodge.
Dodge is a car.
Thank you.
It's like one of those car themes is what I'm saying.
Oh, got it.
Yeah, you shouldn't ask me anyway, but... But that's fine. Yeah, you know, the car commercials, any jingle is horrible the first time you hear it, and then it lodges in your brain, and it can't be removed.
Who doesn't know the Empire Carpet theme, you know?
Kawane. Yeah, yeah.
Empire.
We should all sing our, because we're doing a little Get to Know Yourself segment. Also, not get to know yourself, but get to know the talent segment, something we've been threatening to do all of last week and are just getting around to doing it this time. But here's something, Engineer Bruska. Everybody, I should say Producer Bruska, everybody has their own hometown jingle from, I don't know if it's their high school fight song or if it's their local dealer, their Dodge dealer stuff they grew up with. You know, everyone has a thing. Oh, don't you know the Pete out? No, I didn't. I grew up in Wisconsin. We didn't have that. I bet you have one, Rachel.
You just made me think
Who
of it.
Who do you have?
It was our high school football chant.
Go.
Yeah?
What were you guys?
The Red Rams.
Red Rams.
You see me? I'm all excited now. I'm standing up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How's Canadian, Mike had a Vietnam flashback while you're red ramming it. How's Canadian football at the high school level? Like here, we're pretty nutty for our high school ball, especially if you're in Texas, Southern California, some place like that. And I hear about Canadian football, and they love their Canadian football, but I never think about high school Canadian football, and the field seems too big for high school.
Is that the rules they even play? They play Canadian rules football?
I would imagine they do.
Yeah, and at the high school level, they don't play American rules football at the high school level. Yeah.
I guess that stands to reason.
But it's a big deal, you know, if they have a game on a Friday, they'll give it, you know, you can buy your way out to see the football game and get the afternoon off or whatever.
What is, now this is your high school, the Red Rams?
The Brockville Collegiate Institute was the BCI.
Right, and their team was the Red Rams.
Red Rams.
How'd the fight song go?
Oski wee wee! Oski wawa! Red Rams! Eat 'em raw! That was it. Was that a little loud for
us? Oski wee wee, Oski wawa?
Yeah.
What is that?
I don't know.
So it's not a Canadian thing?
I don't know. I don't know. I feel like I should call someone and find out.
Yeah. I mean, I understand there's certain, you know, cultural and some even language differences between us and our brothers up north. But Oski wee wee, Oski wawa, eat 'em raw raw?
Red Rams, eat 'em raw.
Eat 'em raw.
Because you go, Red Rams, Red Rams,
eat 'em raw.
It's bloody, isn't it?
Well, it seems also like it's an interesting tack as though they're trying to get the pity of the opponent. Like, oh, I didn't realize we were playing a special needs school. Oski wee wee, Oski wawa.
Now, what do you need the wee wee for? You got the wawa for the raw.
Right.
Wow.
It must be some native North American thing. I don't know.
Is it old school? Is it something that, was thought of turn of the century?
Pretty old, yeah. The school itself is pretty old, so I imagine it's some sort of legendary significance to it. I'll do some research. Maybe I'll call someone back at my old high school, find out.
Please.
Okay. I'll work on that.
Well, maybe it was a guy named Oski Wawa. 866-901 Adam. You know, I don't have the answers. Do you have a home? Do you have your school chant? Do you have a home?
Yeah, what comes to mind is the local beer, Iron City Beer in Pittsburgh, yeah. And they always had a great little jingle. It was just at the end, you know, Iron City. It was a pumping iron, but they did it in the Pittsburgh accent. So it was like pumping iron. You know, they don't say iron there. It's iron.
Iron.
Well, drink some iron and watch a Stiller game.
Do you guys know the Go See Cal Worthington?
Uh-uh.
Oh, man. Cal Worthington and his dog Spot. That was the big joke. Cal Worthington wore a cowboy hat. He's still going. He's still out here. And he would be riding on a hippo through the used cars, or he'd be dragging a Bengal tiger around with him, or being pulled by an ostrich in a cart. And it was always his dog Spot. That was always the comedy. Let's see. It was always, Go See Cal, Go See Cal, Go See Cal. Get a new car for your wife. She will love you all her life. Go See Cal. It used to be when you could buy women, and they would work it into the song. Any model, any make, Go See Cal. Better deals, Go See Cal. Get a new car for your wife. It must have been to the tune of a nursery song or something. Go See Cal, Go See Cal, Go See Cal. Yeah. And then, I know the one I remember growing up, the YMCA swimming song. There was a YMCA song about learning how to swim and how it could be dangerous. Say, there is fun in the water, but there's danger too, and you gotta swim well so nothing happens to you. Learn how to swim at the YMCA. Learn how to swim, but never swim alone. There's safety in numbers. Don't strike out on your own. And never dive unless you know the water's not too shallow and it's clear below. Yeah, there's a lot of information being passed through that song. Of course, the Corollas didn't have a pool, so there's no chance of me actually getting into one. But I could fantasize about the other kids playing in their pools and how safe they would be now that they've heard this song.
A great one is Sports Chalet. The passion.
They'll take you to the limit.
Sports Chalet. Yeah, it's something, right?
Jillian?
The passion.
Jillian?
Yeah, hi.
Is this Jillian Barbary?
Hey, Adam, it is.
Hey, wow.
How's it going? Welcome to the 97.1.
Thank you, Jillian. This is a surprise.
You're my new morning fix.
Wow, yeah, you're up as early as we are, right?
I'm at the station. I'm almost pulling in, but I heard Rachel because I grew up in Canada, too. Rachel, where did you grow up?
I grew up in Brockville, Ontario.
I thought you said Brockville. I grew up in Burlington, and I was the Assumption Crusaders. And unlike you, I cannot remember my chant, and I was a cheerleader. How wrong is that? But you know the chant you gave is actually from the CFL. It's the Hamilton Tiger Cats. It's Oski Wee Wee, Oski Wah Wah, Tiger Cats Eat 'Em Raw. So your high school just basically got lazy and stole the CFL.
Oh, you guys lifted it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm glad you solved that for us, though.
Well, my dad used to take me to the Hamilton Tiger Cat games all the time.
I didn't know you were Canadian. I saw you. I saw you at the Belmont a little while ago. I should have said hi.
You should have. I would. Yeah, we're definitely all. There's a very tight Canadian clan down here, as you know.
Don't wreck our show, you hoser.
Hey, hey, Jillian, do you have? You don't know your own high school's fight song? But...
No, but I was going to do Sports Chalet. You guys took
it. Do you have any local advertising from your hometown?
Oh, my God. No, there was a Chinese food place up the street that used to do this jingle on the air that I used to do, and it would get me in trouble, so never mind, because I used to change the lyrics. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I probably shouldn't do that one. But, I was a product of a Catholic high school, and Rachel, was yours Catholic? It wasn't, right, Bob?
No.
I wonder if we played you guys. I don't remember.
It's too bad, because you'd be more pent up sexually and more aggressive.
Believe me. I don't need that to be pent up.
Not you. I'm talking about Rachel. Yeah. I'm using you as my template. How's the skating going? How's the skating show going?
Really good. Thanks. It's just, it was awesome. It was brutal. Rachel, where do you get a load of my partner? And he's, like, unbelievably gorgeous.
Are you skating with the stars or something?
Yeah, I'm skating. Well, I'm supposed to be one of the stars.
Yes.
No, that's what I mean. I was just using
exactly.
the title.
No, I'm the skater, and he's the athlete type thing. But it was pretty brutal. I mean, I would say if you're not a fan of figure skating, it's just fun.
I've seen it looks like a bloodbath from what I've seen in the commercials.
Yeah. I ended up in the hospital a couple of times because of my ribs, but Bruce Jenner got just raked over the ice. He got stitches, and he was in and out of the hospital, but... It was really, really a cool event. Lots of behind the scenes fun stuff too. So.
I was talking about it a couple days ago. When are these people going to start putting helmets on? They've put them on hockey players for some of the same reasons. The thing they're playing on is rock hard, and people are flying around the ice. When they hold the women by their leg and by their arm, and they start spinning them around like a runaway propeller, and each time they dip down just millimeters from the hard shaved ice, seems like someone's gonna get hurt, and they do get hurt.
Yeah, Christy Swanson smashed her face and cut it open, and I had the greatest time. We did that move. We did all kinds of wild stuff. But
did they do that move where they put the hands up into your crotch, hold you above their head like the Stanley Cup, and spin around?
Thank God, yes. And when you see my partner, you'll understand why I was so happy we were doing that move.
You dug him. Is there any, I oftentimes wonder, but keep it to myself because it's the Olympics and it's a 14-year-old girl that's being held up there. But there must be some pleasurable sensation when a strong man has both hands tucked neatly into your crotch and he's holding you 8 foot above the ground, spinning around. Yes?
Well, you know what it is, Adam? It's one of those things where you're so hell-bent on not falling, and I've never been lifted. I've never skated pairs before. I've never been lifted like that on the ice. Let's put it that way.
Right, in the bedroom.
Exactly,
it was old hat.
That's fine. But I didn't know what to expect, and it's awkward, and you just met this person, literally. I met him. We shook hands.
Yeah.
We're doing all this off-ice training, and it's just awkward because you don't know where you're supposed to be. You put your weight, and he's spinning you above his head, and then you get on the ice, and let me tell you, I was brave off the ice. I was like, let's try this. As soon as I got on the ice, and you're moving, and now he's even taller because he has skates on, and you have these metal blades on, you're afraid, like, you know, I would go
insane because your head, I mean, the skates are, if you're a grown man and a regular sized man and you stand up and you put your hands directly above you, you're almost at the 8 foot level.
Right.
Then you put 4 or 5 inches of skate on underneath that. Now, then your head is 3 feet above that. I mean, you're higher than a basketball rim and you're spinning around on this ice. I would just
and you're moving.
Yes.
And I kept saying, I had a couple panic attacks up top. I was like, take me down, blah, blah, blah. I freaked out. But Todd Bridges, the first day I showed up, he was all padded up, the helmet, the pads, the whole nine yards.
Sure.
And, you know, he was probably the smart one. I mean, I had skated as a kid in Canada.
Yeah, I would say you had to get to school. Here's the deal I would have with my partner. The first time I ask you to take me down, there'll be no consequences if I'm taken down. Second time, I begin defecating. That's my plan, and I can do it on demand. So that's the plan I would have put. And believe me, anyone will take you down if you yell. I'm going to drop the D-bomb on you.
It was a really great experience. I met some awesome, awesome people. And after the show airs, I'll come back on and give you the real dirt about, you know, who was bitchy and who was cool and all that stuff.
We know you do the morning show, which I really enjoy. You know, I changed my schedule up. I used to do Loveline at night.
I used to listen to you when I did nights. I'd listen to you and Dr. Drew all the time. I was obsessed with you and Mr. Burcham. You were awesome on that. And then I started watching The Man Show, and then I started working with Jimmy on the NFL and kind of, you know.
Hold on a second, Jillian. Let me just jump in and tell our own Rachel Perry. See, this is how a woman makes a man feel good, not huh? What? No, I didn't see that. No, that's not funny.
What was that?
I don't know what you're talking about. You see how she works it? Hey, Adam, I first fell in love with you, and then I knew you better, and I didn't think our love would grow, but then I heard you on Loveline, and then I became a big Jimmy Kimmel fan, and of course that led me.
She's doing something right, though. She's got the nice gig there in the morning with you.
Yeah,
how fun is that?
She's got a good gig. You should enjoy it while
playing. He's trying to point that out
to me. I'm just saying, you see how it goes? Do you see how it goes? Thanks, Julie.
Listen, don't use my career as advice, Rachel, because, you know, I don't know that getting up at 3:30 and 4:30 for 13 years is the most desirable gig, as you know. But it's I heard you talking about that the other morning, Adam, and I thought, oh, man.
What?
I remember one time.
What time do you go to bed?
Last night I was in bed by 8 or 8:30. I need my sleep. I'm a biatch without my sleep. And if I'm sleep deprived, I'm cranky on the air, and everybody knows it. And viewers will come up and be like, you're a bitch today, and I don't get enough sleep, and that's how it is. And I'll take it out on Steve every time.
All right. You got a motor in you, though, Jillian. I mean, you're a little bit crazy, which is good.
Yeah.
It gives you a sense of humor, gives you a motor, gets you up in the morning.
Right.
That's
it's when I leave the studio that I have no life.
So give a plug to the skating show. Skating with the Stars?
Skating with Celebrities.
With Celebrities.
January 18th.
Oh, okay.
Is it Brusca from, like, that I know from?
Yes.
That's who it is. Hey, Jillian, how are you?
I'm awesome. How's it going?
It's going well. I used to work with Jillian at Fox. And
yes.
NFL. Now I get up at 2 in the morning.
Yes.
Oh, man. You get up 2 now. Oh, my God. It's brutal. And how about when you guys are seeing the other day, when you wake up at 1:30 and you go, oh, yes, I get another hour. How sick is that? It's so wrong.
I know. All right. But, hey, let's give Jillian our number, by the way, other than the regular number. Not that she'll have any difficulty getting in for the first few years. But let's go ahead and give her a number. That way she can call, and she's the only celebrity I know who's stupid enough to get up at this hour.
Well, I was listening to you guys the other day, and I was thinking, God, I got to call in. And I didn't know the number until you just said it, the 866 Adam. I was like, perfect.
Right.
But
first she called Empire Carpets, because we gave that one out earlier, and now she's got this one.
I actually called Sports LA, but...
We'll take it to the living.
Da-da-da-da.
All right, baby doll.
Hey,
hey, Jillian. So, listen, we'll give you the number, and then I'll tell you what, not only call in, but stop in. Come in.
Oh, God. Well, that's kind of odd with the morning thing going on.
You can be late to your gig. Come by here. Thanks,
hey,
baby doll.
Welcome to the welcome to LA. I don't even know if you've lived out here before. I know you did VH1 before, right?
Yeah.
And I watched you, and I go, I know that girl's Canadian. Like, we smell each other. It's like two dogs sniffing each other.
Wow. I'd like to see that. Come on in, and you
awesome
can sniff her.
Yeah.
Come on in and smell me.
Yeah, you guys do a lot of sniffing. It's, my wife says, you know, I can't sniff myself, but I can watch others sniff them, each other. That's my new plan, yeah.
Well, thank you, Jillian.
Did you notice she had nary a word for me? She's playing hard to get with me.
Yeah, she's playing coy with you.
Let the games begin.
But that's how it goes. You know where there's that group of three or four chicks and you like the blonde, but you don't pay attention to her. You want to get her interest up. Oh man, so many things to talk about. Well, we were going to do the get to know the crew, not through song, but through story. But now that's been dashed again.
We'll do it later in the show.
We'll do it later in the show. God bless Jillian Barbary for calling in. Skating with Celebrities?
With Celebrities. It's January 18th on Fox, and definitely tune in.
All right. An unsolicited plug there. Jillian just calling in. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Jim Belushi is going to be calling in. Carlos Mencia is going to be coming in. We got Ozzy's movie review. Thank God Carlos is going to help him with that. Rachel's Hollywood Happenings, all that after this. Yeah, everybody. Adam Carolla here for Pro Flowers. Just discovered the best way to order flowers. Pro Flowers. Unlike other companies selling flowers. Can you turn that down? Seems too loud. Yeah. Seems important to hear what I have to say. Not the generic music bed. What was I talking about, Damashek? Pro Flowers? I am Pro Flowers. His mic's off. They eliminate the middleman. That's my whole thing. I say cut out the middleman. Use those pruners you use to beautifully trim your roses and carve out the middleman. That's not where you want your money going. You want your money going to the flower man, and then you give the flowers to the old lady, and she eats it up like a billy goat.
That's right.
And love those flowers. Here's a special offer. This week, my listeners can order one dozen assorted roses for just $29.99. Wow, that is cheap. And get another dozen free. 24 flowers. You can do that thing I always think I'm going to do where I leave that trail of petals up to the bathtub. But never happens.
Has that ever happened in mankind's history?
My wife leaves a trail of tears to the TiVo. That's how it goes.
I see.
And I'm just perched there on the
sort
sofa
the
in
same.
My underpants. Kind of the same thing. Two dozen assorted roses for less than you'd normally pay for a dozen roses. Plus, get a glass vase, or as you hillbillies call it, vase. We'll toss that baby in. Just use my name, Adam, when you order. Here's the thing. Call, go to proflowers.com. That's proflowers.com, or call 1-800-PRO-FLOWERS, and be sure to mention my name, Adam.
Hey, it's the Adam Carolla Show. Call Adam Carolla now, 866-901-ADAM.
That's the phone number, everybody. We're going to take care of a little business from the first break that we forgot to do because a beautiful Jillian Barbary called up. We forgot to do our wake-up call. We promised last week that, I should say yesterday, that we would call somebody and provide a wake-up call service for them. So it is Bill, the guy who saves greyhounds. Let me try this.
We're the worst wake-up call ever.
Well, you know what? We're not really late because we told them we'd do it at 6:30, and it's a few seconds away from that.
All right. I didn't realize.
Yes. Let's see.
Greyhound, the dog, too, by the way, not Greyhound buses.
Yeah, or the cocktail. I was initially confused. All right. Let's see if we wake him up. It seemed like he smoked a little weed when we spoke to him yesterday.
That's right.
It's a dynamite bit.
You think you're going to do, like, before someone answers, do you have a plan? Are you going to do, like, a Robin Williams in that Good Morning Vietnam thing? Real crazy or what?
Yes, hold on. Awesome. All right. I was going to do my Southern preacher voice. But,
oh, that would be an interesting choice.
I guess I have to sit on that for a few more years. Well, Braska, that didn't work out so great. Yeah,
they got to be home for the wake-up call.
Yeah, or not have a what was that? A cell phone?
No, that's his home number in San Diego.
But, yeah, but does your home number have a thing where you forward on to another?
It was just his voicemail. I thought it was.
That didn't seem like.
Yeah, no, that's well. It did sound like cell phone voicemail though.
Yeah,
you know, when you don't have a message.
Oh, okay. So you have no idea.
That's the number he gave us. I know that.
Probably gave us somebody else's number.
No, he gave it. Did you?
That's the number he gave us.
I'm not saying it's not the number he gave you. Did you try calling it?
No.
Okay. Well,
no, because I wanted to surprise. No, well, I want to surprise him.
Well, don't call him at 6:18. Call him yesterday at noon.
But then he knows, and then it's not a wake up call anymore. He's probably up.
Well. Okay.
What?
Listen, when I go to a hotel, I call for a wake-up call. I'm aware I'm getting a wake-up call. I don't beat it up in the morning.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
But I thought it would be better to actually wake him up.
Well, you thought.
I know is this, Braska. I hope you're happy with yourself because you have just cost many greyhounds their lives.
That's right. Yes, he's going to sleep. Today is gassing day over at the Greyhound Kennel. And he's sleeping right through it. I think that's his cell phone.
We'll get to the bottom.
Try it again.
No.
We'll get to the bottom.
No, that's the kiss of death. No, but isn't that can't be your home phone machine where you get that forward
that's
to a
number
new number?
He gave us, and I didn't want to call him and give
right.
a heads up.
All right.
Then he'd be sitting by the phone.
All right. Let's see, Mike.
Yes.
You're a firefighter from North Hollywood.
Yes, sir, Adam. Boy, do I got a bone to pick with you. No, I just, let me just tell you, all your days on Loveline, never had the sack to call, but I'm finally talking to the man in the flesh.
Are you?
I'm honored.
Which,
sounds nervous.
Which North Hollywood fire station are you at?
We're at Tahunga and Chandler.
Yes, that is the one I put an application into when I was 19.
Really?
No.
Yes.
You want to be a fireman?
I wanted to be something. I don't think cop was going to work, and I didn't want to go into the military.
That's what you want to have, like a fireman who's sort of just half into it. Hey, I needed a job.
Oh, well, Adam, don't worry. I wasn't going to get one.
Adam, you would have done the city proud.
I would have. I wandered into that place. It's right across from North Hollywood Park.
Right.
It's right on Chandler and Tahunga, right by the library and the
right.
Amelia Earhart, this or that, because evidently Amelia Earhart must have been born or at least lived in North Hollywood, so there's statues of her around, which is
right.
sad for Amelia Earhart. And I'm sure all the Mexicans are confused when they pass the dike holding the propeller. Who the hell is this bitch? I think she invented propellers. Or is that a giant spoon? Maybe she has a soft swirl place. I don't know. That's what I'd like to do, actually. I'd like to go over to Tujunga and Magnolia, stand in front of the Amelia Earhart statue and explain to all the Mexican kids who this is. They must be. First off, Amelia, I don't know if they can pronounce that. The Earhart, they're probably butchering that to death. And first in flight. All right, so I went down to your fire station. I walked in there confused when I was 19 years of age because I'd graduated high school barely. I wasn't going to college. I'd been carpet cleaning for a year and realized this is a horrible gig. And my stepmom was getting ready to toss me out of the garage. And I thought, well, what can I do? Fireman's is a good gig. Fireman, you're on for like 3 days. You're off for 4 days. You, at 19, as a male, 19, 20, 21, you play foosball all day with a bunch of like-minded dudes and eat chili spooned over spaghetti. It's a great gig. I've seen the movies. You're up there. You're having a good time. Plus, nobody gets laid like a fireman. Cops, too political. Everyone's got ideas. Fireman, free and clear.
Adam Carolla, you're my hero.
What chick does not like a fireman?
It's so noble.
It's all the great parts about being a cop with the uniform and the whole thing. None of the political baggage. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You could. As a white cop, you couldn't sleep with a black chick. She wouldn't have you. Because they don't like the man. But as a white fireman, you're open to all.
Pure hero.
There you got the Dalmatian. It's awesome. I walked into that fire station when I was 19, hat in hand. And I said, what do we do? Fellas, I got a strong back. I got balls the size of Nevada. What do we got to do? What do we got to do to get me on board here? And they said, well, sign up, and we'll contact you. But you're a white guy, so it's going to take a little while. And 6 years later, I got a notice in the mail. Come on down. 6 years later. 6 years after signing up, and it's because I'm white. But here's the deal, and I understand that. You want to infuse it with more people of whatever. But I was just as poor as any of them and just as uneducated and had just as bleak a future as they had. Shouldn't it be based on that? Like, I may have been white in color, but I was a loser. I mean, that's what we all had in common. They should take you based on that. How cheap your parents are, how pathetic your family is. All right, Mike. That was me.
That's how I got on, and it took me 9 years.
What? Oh, really? You're a white guy?
I'm a white guy.
Yeah, that's a tall order. Thanks for calling in. God bless you. People are all heroes. Yeah, if you're a white guy and you try to get on in the fire department here in Southern California, especially Los Angeles, you're in for a wait. But here's the thing. There are jobs that are inhabited by people of color, like airport security. There's a handful of gigs where you'll never see a white guy doing it. Are we trying to get white guys into that gig? I mean, if a black guy signs up and he wants to get a job working the metal detector at LAX, do we go, sorry, there's 8 white guys that are ahead of you? What about that? Where's our gigs? Go ahead. We have time for the Hollywood Happenings?
No, let's do it next break.
Next break?
Yeah.
All right, I'm sorry, but the guy actually called from the firehouse. I applied for the gig in. And I did get my notice, and I did take the test.
Well, you didn't do, and you didn't really do the math on when this guy got in. What if he took your job? How about that? It could be.
Said he had to wait 8 years. All right. Let's take ourselves a little bit of a break. We will do Rachel Perry's Hollywood Happening. We'll do all that after this.
It's the Adam Carolla Show. Call Adam Carolla now at 866-901-ADAM. Let's do this.
Yeah, let's do it. Adam, Rachel Perry's going to give her Hollywood Happenings in 1 second. We have Vina Lee. It says she's a black lady who's angry at me, so I would like to talk to her. Vina Lee?
Yes?
Why are you angry at me?
Why are you calling minorities losers? You're talking about since you can't get a job and all this other stuff, oh, I'm a loser. What you trying to imply by that?
Well, I was just as big a loser as anyone who was applying for that gig. That's what I'm saying.
And make sure you clean it up next time you say something like that.
Well, All I was trying to...
I didn't expect a black female to just be flipping through the channels or stuff. Maybe you wouldn't expect, you know, minorities of that type to be up this early in the morning, huh?
Well, I was kind of counting on that. I know you guys are no count. You get up later, about noon. I wasn't... No, that's acceptable. I wasn't planning on any minorities getting up and listening to the show, so I felt I had sort of... I was in international waters when I was able to speak. And I didn't count on this. What'd you do, stay up all night?
You know, no, well, listen up here, though. Next time you make a little comment like that, you better watch out.
What do you do?
That ain't even cool.
Fireman or airport security?
Cool. No, I'm in the military, but you know what? That ain't even cool because discrimination is not even acceptable. That's why.
Well, it's not acceptable. That's what I'm saying.
For you to say, oh, I'm a loser and all this other type of stuff, yes, I was highly offended.
Oh, listen, so,
I'm just saying,
first
you
off,
just watch your tone.
No, I'm telling you to watch your tone.
That's not cool.
I'll tell you what.
I have to watch mine.
I'll tell you what.
Hey, I'm not being disrespectful or anything. All I'm telling you is that you need to watch it. I'm going to watch the words that you use when you're over here talking about minorities because that's not acceptable. I know this one ain't going to accept it, whether I'm not a white male or whatever. Maybe the conversation was just about white males. I don't care, but you ain't about to be bashing no other minority group. And I'm not going to go for that.
What do you do?
I just thought to go ahead and say what I had to say.
Oh, you're speaking your mind. Okay, well, let me. What do you do in the military? We drop you in other countries and you verbally assault their leaders? How does it work?
Now you're wrong. That don't apply to everybody because y'all know y'all do it over here, too. But taking that note, I got to go.
What do you do in the military?
Have a good day.
Vina. All right. Well, she said her piece. All right. Touche.
Maybe she wants a wake-up call tomorrow.
I think we just got our first one. Touché. All right, let's move on to better days. Rachel? Rachel Perry's Hollywood Happenings, everybody.
On television last night, which I wasn't able to watch because I have to go to sleep so early now.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I'm not even sure if Medium's on anymore. Is Medium on? If somebody saw Medium last night, maybe they could call me.
I saw Small and Large.
Or maybe it was House. I can't tell if House is on tonight. I can't remember.
I saw a medium-sized house. About 2,000 square feet.
Anyway, The Bachelor, the very first season premiere of The Bachelor. That was weird. The season premiere of The Bachelor was on last night. Got a little heated. Of course, these girls show up. They get a little angry that they don't get picked. Ooh, there's always a little drama, and you got to hear what one of the contestants, Allie, had to say.
I cannot believe that he chose some of those women over me. I directed my life towards my career, and he doesn't choose that, just like every other man that I know. It's a double-edged sword. Double-edged sword. The only reason why I came on the show is because conventional methods aren't working. Internet dating, blind dating, dating services... I've tried all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nothing.
I saw it.
I told him that I was ready to, like, get my reproductive life going.
Yeah, she did tell him that. She basically sat down with The Bachelor. It's 25 hot chicks, actually 24 hot chicks and her. And they sat down with The Bachelor, and they have, like, 5 minutes to talk to him. And within the first minute and a half, she said her eggs were drying up, and she needed some seed and freaked him out. But good.
I think some women have this theory that they have to, like, you know, I know what I want, and I know what I want, and I'm going to say it, and that way if I don't get what I want, like, it wasn't meant to be or whatever. But you know what? Something, you got to hold some of your cards.
Yeah.
Hold some of your cards.
I want to say that to our last caller.
She could be a good
potential.
A little
closer to the vest. Yeah.
She sounds just desperate enough to maybe help out one of the people on our show, maybe, who's not getting any.
Yeah. Yeah.
Could call her in.
Oh, that's
like
interesting.
August. Yeah.
Pair them off.
Yeah.
Now, you know, I watched a bit of this show myself with my lady friend, and I had to prod a little bit to get an honest opinion, but apparently this is some man.
Well, he's a doctor. He's attractive. He's tall.
Yeah.
He's hunky. Also, you know, he knows the cameras are rolling. He's not going to be scratching his ass or farting into a cupped hand and waving it toward his face. Not that I've ever done it, but I've seen Kimmel do it on many occasions. He's putting his best foot forward. And the girls, the thing that's great about women is once it turns into a competition, it's game on. They're going nuts. It's like they're all, you know, it's like one of those after Christmas sales where they're all converging on the same little kiosk and going insane. You couldn't do this with guys. Guys would assess, 25 guys would assess the woman if she was really hot and they're really into her. They would begin the competition. But women, it's a frenzy. It is a feeding frenzy. They're going nuts for this guy, and they're talking about being in love with him and getting married to him, and some of them haven't even talked to him for more than 10 minutes.
I have a theory about why I think only one of the Bachelor things has worked, and it was the one where it was the girl with 25, the Trista and Ryan thing.
Yes.
Because once a guy is presented with 25 women who all want him, like it's a competition, he, you know, once he finally narrows it down, he's like, meh, I've had 25 women, like, trying to get me.
Yeah.
Might as well see what else is out there.
Yeah, they think they're celebrity, and they become, what it is they become tainted. They become like celebrities or jocks. They think, well, this is how the world goes. I live in a French castle, and 25 women are dropped off weekly for me to mow through like as much lawn grass. So this is how it's going to be. They don't realize they're going to have to take their crappy job back to their crappy town and possibly never get laid again. Here's your job if you watch this show. And if you watch it, you watch it with the wife, you watch it with the girlfriend. Just pick the chick that is as much like the chick you're sitting next to on the sofa and say, that's my favorite. It works perfectly. See, what you don't want is to have a short brunette sitting next to you and pick the leggy blonde as your number one lady. Oh, she's hot. Just pick the one that looks as close to whoever you're with at the time and say, I love her the most, and you're in like Flint.
And maybe go so far as to say, you know, she reminds me of you. She's sort of the poor man's version of you.
Yeah, poor man. That's good, right. Yeah. And don't hit it over the head. And also try to focus on, and then here's what you do. Find the one that looks the most like whoever you're with and say that's the one you like the most. And then the one you like second, is the ugliest one with the most personality. She seems like she's spunky.
Do you guys want to hear what happened when she confronted the Bachelor Travis?
Oh, I heard it, but I'll hear it again.
Oh, okay.
Why didn't you choose me? Really, be like straight up. Straight up. You don't find me attractive. I'm too short. I have small boobs. What?
Yes, yes, and yes.
The truth is that you, one of the things you said was you're at the reproductive stage. And for me, that's right now not what I'm looking for.
You're not.
I'm sorry.
You're playing around. You don't want reproduction. You want to just...
You don't know me.
No, you just told me that you don't want
that doesn't
me
mean
to be around because you don't want to reproduce.
I don't put the cart before the horse.
But yet you are
so
participating in this to find a significant other.
It is.
Okay.
Have fun.
Good luck.
It was nice to meet you.
The beauty of guys is there's 25 women. 24 of the women are professionals. Or at least according to their title. There's a couple of doctors. There's some real estate people. There's some business professionals. This guy's 33, and he's a doctor. All right, so he's educated. He's well into his 30s. And the first rose goes to a 23-year-old Canadian student, blonde chick, beautiful, sweet. But she's just a student. You could tell she wanted to party. She had, you know, when you see student, when you see super foxy chick and then student underneath it, you just say, it's super foxy chick. She's not serious about her studies. She's Canadian. She's beautiful.
What?
But
wait
here's
a second.
My point.
What?
When you see one of these shows.
Oh, when you see one of these shows and there's a hot chick and she's a student.
And it says student.
She
that
likes
means
to party?
Part-time model, couple of classes over at the junior college. Do you see what I'm saying?
Well...
Yes, you know what I mean.
I mean, you're saying that
on
every girl who's... Oh, on
no,
a game
no,
show.
No, I didn't. I say when you see.
On a reality show.
Yes, but possibly in real life, too. But mostly, if you're watching The Bachelor, you're watching Survivor, you're watching another one of these types of reality shows, and you see the hot, blonde 22-year-old and it says student, it probably doesn't mean serious student. That's the best they could do title-wise for her. The point is the guy who is a doctor... walks past all the professional women and hands his first rose off to the super hot, spunky, 23, seems like she's 19, who loves camping, student. That's how guys are, everyone, and that's why women hate
basically,
us so much.
Basically, so if we want to, if chicks want to, what you're saying is if chicks want to land a doctor, don't have any aspirations.
Well, you don't have to be. Here's the thing. If you're a chick and you want to land a doctor and you're a physician yourself, but there's another chick who's just half a point cuter than you are, and she's a D student at a junior college and likes camping and smoking pot, she's going to get the nod.
Yes.
That's what I love about guys. Not interested. That's what I love about guys. We're so pure. Even doctors think that way.
I got some celebrity birthdays for you here, and I'm going to have some more entertainment news later on.
Mm. Please let it be my birthday today.
Thought I would tell you a few people and see if you wanted to guess who was older.
Okay.
Okay. Rod Stewart. It's his birthday today.
Mm-hmm.
Frank Sinatra Jr.
Mm.
And the one and only George Foreman.
Mm. I'm going to go Frank, Rod, George.
Frank, he's not even a part of my scene, so I don't even know what he looks like. I'm going to go Rod and then Foreman. Is that what you said, Ace?
I got Frank, Rod, and then George Foreman.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so we're in agreement.
Where are you going? Lowest to highest, highest to lowest?
I'm going oldest. Rod could be older than Frank Sinatra Jr., though. He must be in his 50s. All right, I'm going Frank Sinatra Jr., Rod, and then George Foreman.
And that's correct.
Thank you. Thank you. Must be great
Rod,
being me.
Frank, 62. Rod, 61. George, 57.
We'll thank you, Rachel Perry. We'll take ourselves a quick break, and we'll be right back. Jim Belushi, Carlos Mencia, my buddy Ozzy's movie review, more Hollywood happenings, news, sports, all that after this.
You're listening to the Adam Carolla Show. Call Adam now at 866-901-ADAM.
Yeah. Sounds like me at the dentist. That's right, 866-901-ADAM. Dave Damashek coming up with sports. And also Jim Belushi is going to be calling in a couple of few. Carlos Mencia. Carlos Mencia is one of these guys. Comedians are sort of like looking at a hot chick's headshot. It's kind of hard to tell whether they're actually that hot or it's just a nice makeup job and good lighting. Carlos Mencia needs no makeup and no lighting. He is funny. Funny at high noon. He brings it, too. He doesn't show up half-cocked, half-baked, half-whatever, half in the bag. No, no. He shows up loaded for bear and ready to rock. So Carlos Mencia will be in here later on this morning. But first, our own Rachel Perry with the news.
I'm Rachel Perry, and this is the news. Yesterday afternoon, police were called to a San Francisco Starbucks after an employee found a suspicious package in the bathroom, which turned out to be an explosive device. Authorities evacuated the store and the apartments above it and used a small charge to disarm the device. Starbucks declined further comment, and Police Sergeant Neville Gittin says it would have caused injuries and damage if it had exploded, and they are currently following leads.
Well, it's nice for a change to have it actually be a bomb. It's refreshing. It's usually just a bag of yarn or a shoebox or something that somebody left behind when they're on the crapper, and we spend $80,000 of taxpayer money to have some guy in an armor suit drag it out to the parking lot and blow it up and just find out it's a box of tampons. I feel good that it was a bomb. It warms my cockles.
I want to know why someone wants to,
blow up a Starbucks bathroom.
Yeah.
Yeah, and also, it's hard to tell through the news whether these things were M80s or actual C4. I mean, could it have taken down the whole building? I bet not. I bet it was not much.
They say it was a good device.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Clean kill. All right.
Iraqi police are searching for an American journalist who was kidnapped on Saturday in one of the most dangerous areas of Baghdad. 28-year-old Jill Carroll, a freelance reporter for the Christian Science Monitor, was abducted when gunmen pulled her driver from her car and surrounded her and her interpreter and drove off. The interpreter was killed, and the editor of the Christian Science Monitor says they're pursuing every avenue to secure her release.
His last thing he said is, "We're being kidnapped," in English. I'm just picturing as a kidnapper, as an interpreter, you'd have to interpret all the way through the process. I imagine.
You're a professional.
If you're pro, yeah. Duty first. These guys have guns. Yeah, the ski mask. I know it seems self-explanatory, but I'm going to do my job anyway.
Right. There's some things I didn't get to on television last night.
Mm.
I wanted to get to. You know that new show with Heather Graham? You've probably seen the billboards all
over
town.
Yeah, I saw bits and pieces of that.
Yeah, it seems like just some people sitting around giving reasons why Heather Graham shouldn't date people. And this is actually one of the reasons right here.
Reason why not number four. Brazilian jiu-jitsu? It's like the gayest sport there is. Is very gay behavior.
And I thought I was gay.
I'm struck by how gay this display of gayness is.
No.
Did we figure out that gay was the new retarded? Is that what we established on this show?
I think that gay is hot. Gay is in.
It is. Yeah.
Gay.
It was a weird... did you see this show?
I saw about half of it.
I looked at it, and I'll tell you this. The premise, from what I gather, is that she lists reasons why she can't date a guy who will be presented each episode.
Mm-hmm.
And the starting off point is that she gets paired off with a guy who is attractive but gay.
Right.
It's a weird thing. Like, all right, we get the show. Now, where does it go from here? Like, this is the first episode. He's
yeah.
He's gay.
I don't know. Well, hopefully they can keep it up.
We should have Heather Graham come in and give reasons why she can't date Tad.
She won't come in. I think she's angry at me.
Why?
What did you do, Adam? She did Loveline some years back, and she was promoting one movie that I can't remember. And then later on, I said to her, "Well, are there any other movies, any other projects you want to talk about?" And she said, "Well, there is a movie that's coming out in a few months called Boogie Nights." And I said, "What is this movie?" "Well, it stars me. I'm on roller skates. I'm a porn star. And Burt Reynolds." Now, Burt Reynolds is fresh off of Cop and a Half at this point. This is 8 or 9 years ago. And, you know, Marky Mark from the Underpants guy and his Funky Bunch? Yeah, it's me, Burt, and Marky Mark, and I'm on roller skates. And I said, "I got to get your agent on the phone. You got to fire this guy. This guy's horrible. What are you doing with your career? You're going to ruin your career. What? Roller Girl? 70s porn? Burt Reynolds? Marky Mark? Are you kidding me?" It turned out to be my favorite movie of the year, but I made fun of her, of course, 9 years ago, hearing about it and hearing about Burt and whatever, and she got offended.
Probably.
So that's the end of us.
And also, she had it real bad for you.
Yeah. Rachel, do you see Boogie Nights?
Of course.
Great movie.
Fantastic movie.
Favorite movie of the year.
It's great.
All right. But hearing the pitch 6 months earlier with Burt Reynolds
porn.
And Marky Mark.
You didn't go for porn? I don't blame her for being mad at you.
I like the porn
Heather
angle.
Graham, I am on your side.
But the fact that you got to think of who Burt Reynolds was before Boogie Nights and Marky
Reynolds
Mark.
Burt Reynolds is a legend.
Yeah, he was done.
Marky
just
Mark is an ironic legend.
He was an ironic legend when he was with his Funky Bunch and he was doing his underpants modeling. All right, go ahead.
And, of course, Dennis Miller agrees with me. He was hosting the Critics' Choice Awards last night and, of course, Brokeback Mountain, Gay Cowboys. Mm-hmm. That movie won 3 awards. But, yeah, Dennis Miller agrees with me about gay.
This year we had Gay Cowboys and Brokeback Mountain, gay characters in Rent, and a biopic about a gay writer, Capote. Isn't it about time that we admit we're all gay and just get on with it?
Queer,
Clooney,
queer.
Are you with me?
That's a good one.
Right, maybe not all of us.
Hey, we have Barry here who says he was in San Francisco when the bomb went off.
Awesome.
Barry?
Hey, what's up, Adam?
You were in there when they detonated the device?
I wasn't in Starbucks or anything. I was a couple blocks away, and they had it all barricaded off.
Yeah.
But they actually detonated it in the bathroom where it was.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Well, how big an explosive device could this be if they blew it up where it sat?
I don't understand how they do that.
Like, I was on a flight where they did that, by the way.
They set off a charge to disarm it.
Yeah, I
so
like
wouldn't
that.
Wouldn't that just blow it up?
It does. That's they do.
But wouldn't it blow it up? Does that mean it doesn't blow it up to the extent it would have blown up had it blown up on its own?
It does. They just usually do it out. They usually take it somewhere and they just detonate it. You know, you remember when Superman would get hold of some TNT or something and would take it out to the ocean and detonate it? Yeah, it's the same theory.
Same theory.
Except for they do it in a parking lot. But if they blew it up in the bathroom, it had to be next to nothing.
Hmm. Yeah, just a crapper.
All right, thanks, Bear.
It was a cherry bomb.
Yeah,
somebody was planning on putting.
My life's goal is to drive that little robot they use to go get the bomb, and then eventually partner up with it, and then eventually have it take on human-like qualities, and us to fall in love, and give birth to a Tonka truck.
What a dynamite picture you've just come up with! A dynamite
down.
Movie.
Write
That's
that
really
down.
Nice.
Yeah.
I got one more story for you. Unentertainment related. Interesting. The mummified body of a woman who didn't want to be buried was found 2.5 years later after she died. And people were still living in the house. And they had turned on the air conditioner to preserve the body. And then the air conditioner stopped working, so it started to smell like death.
Mm-hmm.
And then police were called.
Mummified.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, how
two
long?
2.5 years.
2.5 years.
People are weird. Why? She didn't want, her caregiver says she didn't want to be buried. So you just leave the body there?
Yeah.
What in your mind? Oh, we just love her so much. We're just going to leave her. That's what she would have wanted. She claims she was going to come back. The dead woman, before. I don't want to be buried.
Maybe
because I'm going to come back.
They were using her like an ottoman or something. You know what I mean? Once rigor mortis sets in, the important thing is to lock them in the shape you want them before it sets in, and then you can constantly use them. Yes, whether it's a hat rack or an ottoman. Very sad. Rachel, said it?
Creepy. That's it for the news.
Nice work.
Yeah. It's time for Dave Damashek's number one sports. Number one sports. Do it, Dave.
NBA last night. The Lakers beat the Indiana Pacers. Kobe, fourth straight game with at least 45 points. First player in 41 years to score at least 40 points in four straight games. Awesome. Seattle, on the other hand, they lost at home to Philadelphia. Second round of the NFL playoffs coming up this weekend. Redskins safety was fined $17,000, but not suspended for this weekend's game at Seattle. A lot of people thought he was going to be suspended for spitting in the face of an opponent over the weekend, but he will be able to play. Good times for Michael Vick's brother and former Virginia Tech QB Marcus Vick. Last week he was kicked off the team for a number of violations. Now he's in trouble with Johnny Law for pulling a gun on some teenagers in a restaurant parking lot.
After all this?
That's right. After being kicked off the team. Now, yes, this is what he's moved on to. He's well on his way to becoming the Don Swayze to Patrick Swayze.
He's already there.
Yes, perhaps he is. Well,
what do you think? How much would you give me if he knew who Don Swayze was?
Marcus Vick?
Yes. $10 million?
You can have everything in my bank account.
All right.
I'm quite certain he doesn't know.
That doesn't buy me lunch.
Next.
Go ahead.
The always venerable battle for hockey supremacy in Southern California continued last night. The Anaheim Mighty Ducks beat the L.A. Kings. And back to Kobe for a second here. You know, I feel bad for this poor guy. You know, first of all, here he is talking about his achievement. You know, he's carrying this Lakers team, you know, largely untalented with the exception of himself and Lamar Odom. And here he is on carrying the club.
That's why I go out there and I do what I do. You know, I sense the moment. I see if we need me to take over the game. And that's when I do it. So, you know, that's why you're able to win ball games. It'd be different if, you know, a player goes out there and just wants to score the ball. But, you know, I do it with a purpose.
I'll say this. You know, he doesn't have any other players, as I say, to really score. He has to do it, but he gets a bad rap for shooting too much. And then beyond that, you know, everyone gives him the stink eye, you know, for the last couple of years. And listen, you know.
I don't know what happened with the love affair with Kobe. I know he may have had consensual or perhaps unconsensual sex with some woman when he was on the road. What person in the NBA, besides John Stockton, has not done this? What's the big deal?
Exactly. That's my. I feel sad for the poor fella.
You know? I do, too. I do, too. It's got to be rough breaking Wilt Chamberlain's scoring records and making $25 million a year.
That poor dear. That poor dear.
And driving with your head out of the sunroof of your Bentley.
Yes.
It's got to be a tough life.
Yes. Now, the other thing I wanted to mention was, you know, I'm looking through the online, you know, this morning, you know, and I'm going through it, and I see something about Indiana dominates, you know, Big Ten game, you know, and I think Indiana, they didn't play. This is my alma mater, Indiana.
So sure.
I said, Indiana played last night. I thought I was a fan. I thought I knew something about it. It says college basketball. The headline in this thing is college basketball roundup, : Indiana dominates. And so I said, oh, I guess I missed the game somehow, you know. I click on it, women's basketball.
Oh.
What the?
We knew
what
this
kind
day
of trickery?
Dave, we knew this day was coming.
What is sad. What are they doing? What I mean, they're putting little tricks in there so they fool me to look at their sport. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't care for it.
Lady Hoosier.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. You know.
Yeah.
I don't know why this sport. You know. First of all, these people who wax about like, oh, you
say,
know.
Say Lady Hoosiers, please.
Lady Hoosiers. You know. It's
are they called the Lady Hoosiers?
You know, I don't know enough to even say. That sounds reasonable.
Good answer.
Or maybe Hoosierettes. That was a trick question, and I got it correct, did I not?
I have no idea. Are they Hoosierettes or Lady Hoosiers?
I don't know. I don't know enough about the women's sports. But, you know, these fellas, the women's game is beautiful because they play it the way it's supposed to be played. All right.
Yeah.
Enjoy it, you know? And this thing about the WNBA, who watches this? That it's on national TV, on network TV, you know? That, oh, we can't have NHL. There's not enough of a fan base to put it on national TV. But the WNBA does? Something stinks here. Something stinks real bad.
Yeah.
Dave Damashek's number one sports.
Yeah, something's definitely rotten in Denmark. That one needs to come back.
Let's see if Marcus Vick knows the origin of that one, where that one came from.
Christian?
Yeah? Hello?
What's up? How old are you, Christian?
I'm 13.
13. Calling from Fresno?
Yeah.
What's the question?
Well, I've always, ever since I was little, I wanted to be a comedian, and you're pretty successful.
Since you were little back in 2003? Yeah.
No, when I was really little, I mean, like, 5 or 6.
Right, right.
But, no, you're really successful, you know, had your own TV show. I was wondering if you had any...
Literally a millionaire. Future. Well, let me say this. Every comedian, I've heard Billy Crystal tell this story several thousand times, but other comedians also tell it as well. They were performers ever since they were 5 and 6 years old. They used to stand in front of the TV set and perform, and the parents would clap and throw money in their cup, and it was awesome. They were their greatest fans. I think it's important to be supportive if you're a parent. But if your kid isn't funny, do not do this, because then these people all come to Hollywood and try to be funny, and they realize they're not funny. They've forgone or forsaken, however it goes, for their college education. They're over here. They're working at the Starbucks. They're giving me the stink eye. They're not really funny. So here's the thing. If you're a parent and your kid is funny, laugh it up. But if he's not, please sit on your hands.
No, I think the best way to make kids funny is actually to be very cruel to them.
Sexual abuse. I agree with Rachel Perry. Christian?
Yeah?
All right, so do you have a joke you can tell us?
Oh, I got a couple, I guess.
Yeah,
give
us your best one.
My best one. Mm-hmm. Just a joke or like a stand-up thing?
Just do the joke.
All right. There's this guy, and he's at a store, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's working, and he's a cashier in training. But the store manager, he goes up there 3 times. Mm-hmm. And he asks him 3 different questions. First question is, how much is this candy bar?
Mm-hmm.
The guy says, I don't know. And he says, no. You look at the price tag, and you say five cents.
Mm-hmm. You look at the price tag. All right.
5 cents. Mm-hmm. So the guy comes back later and says, is this fruit fresh? He says, I don't know. He says, no. if a guy asks you, you always say, yes, very fresh.
Mm-hmm.
I say, okay, yes, very fresh. He says, all right. He says, if I buy this, will you hold on to it? And he says, well, I don't know. He says, no, no. If a person asks you, you say, if you don't, somebody else will.
Mm-hmm.
The guy says, all right. And he gets, he passes.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next day, a robber comes to the store.
Mm-hmm.
And he comes and he walks up to the guy, to the dumb guy, and he says, give me all your money. And the dumb guy says, 5 cents. And the robber says, are you eating fresh with me? And the dumb guy says, yes, very fresh. And the robber says, hand me your money or I'll shoot your head off. He says, if you don't, somebody else will.
Still funnier than Charlie Murphy. All right. Hey, Christian?
Yeah.
That's dynamite stuff.
That was good. I like that.
I'm going to need you to keep your day job, even if it's just a seventh grade.
All right.
But, but phone in the show, and you know, I put you on the spot, but have a joke ready.
Okay.
Have a joke ready, and you can phone in once a week and give it to us.
All right.
And I'll bring you out to L.A., and I'll introduce you to some people, all right?
All right.
And then we'll get a coke habit going, get strung out on hookers. It'll be awesome. All right. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back after this.
This is the Adam Carolla Show. Call Adam now at 866-901-ADAM.
Yeah. 866-901-ADAM is the phone number. Jim Belushi should be calling in here in a few moments. I want to talk coffee before we talk to Jim. I like good coffee. Here's the thing about coffee. Once you get used to the good stuff, there's no going back. It's tough. I mean, once you've drinking a few Sierra Nevadas or Sam Adams, it's tough to go back to the Schaefer Light.
Right.
And this is what happens with coffee. Once you go Starbucks or Pete's or whatever, it's hard to go back to the Sanka or the Folgers or whatever it is.
Brim.
Always an issue at the radio station, because what you don't want is people that don't like coffee picking out your coffee. This is like people that have no ear picking out your music and putting it in your iPod. You're going to suffer. It's going to be a whole lot of Maneater and Huey Lewis. Sorry, Jimmy, if you're listening. Point is we, since day one, I've been saying, look, if I'm going to start getting up at 4 in the morning, I'm going to need some decent Joe over at the place of work if we can do it. And it's never happened. First, as I discussed last week, the flavored coffees. Please stop it, everyone, with your flavored coffees. Coffee is a flavor. You know what flavor it is? It's coffee flavor. They have coffee-flavored hard candy. They have coffee-flavored ice cream. Does coffee-flavored ice cream taste like Brazilian hazelnut cream, or does it taste like goddamn coffee? It's coffee. Coffee's a flavor. It's like, oh, we got these pork chops. They're flavored like meatloaf. They don't need it. It's a pork chop. A steak is a steak. Coffee is coffee. Let's stop overdoing it with all the flavors, everyone. Everyone trying to infuse whatever into iced tea. Oh, all right, yes, this is honeysuckle, hibiscus, passion fruit. How about just the iced tea? To me, iced tea is a flavor. It's the flavor of iced tea. I think maybe it's an L.A. thing where we're just so damn fruity it is spilled into our teas and coffees and beverages, but Brusca, producer Brusca, brings the hazelnut, which smells good but tastes like crap. Just tastes like watered-down versions of whatever it's supposed to taste like. So we got that. Then I can't get any coffee. Finally, Big Tad, or he claims it's not him, but it smells of Big Tad. Someone, after a week, I yell at someone, would you please go out and just go get a sack of Starbucks coffee so we can have some decent coffee? Done and done. They come home. They come back here with a sack, whole bean. Whole bean. Of course, there's no grinder on the premises. Stupid people, I don't know if they're stupid or diabolically smart, they just beat your ass on a technicality. Hey, funny guy, you want some coffee? Okay, I got you coffee. I guess I'm lucky it wasn't just one huge bean that was rolled in here. Size of a hoppity horse. Just that one huge 80-pound bean. Here's your bean. Here's your coffee, Wiseacre. Here you go. Here you go, funny guy. Here you go, smart ass. Yeah, what'd you say? You said you wanted coffee. You said it should be Starbucks. Well, here it is. One huge bean. Have fun. Shove that into the pot. Enjoy. Jim Belushi. So here's the thing, everyone. Coffee should taste like coffee. Good coffee, but coffee. We have our choice here between horrible coffee-flavored coffee and then good coffee that tastes like coconut. Love of Christ. Oh, thank God Jim Belushi's on the blower. Jim?
Hey, good morning, man.
Thank you.
How are you?
Well, I was fine until the coffee situation got out of control.
Yeah, it sounds like you're having a rough time with this coffee.
Well, you know how I get when I don't get my coffee.
Well, you know, I'm a decaf now, man. I'm an old guy.
Are you?
Yeah.
Why? Do you find that the caffeinated coffee sort of screws with your day or your nerves?
No, I use caffeine as a drug.
I use sex as a weapon, so we're even.
Well, you can use the caffeine during the weapon usage.
Yeah.
It really picks things up.
I use coffee as a drug, too, but that's your whole thing in life. Your whole thing in life is to find the drugs that aren't going to kill you and are accepted by society and then use them. My red wine, my coffee, these are my children.
It is, but the thing about caffeine is if you use it every day, all day, it weakens its power.
You're right.
Use it for, like, when I do my band, I'll take an Excedrin extra strength. It's got 70 milligrams of caffeine, and it's like crystal meth.
Right. Awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome role model.
I'm on it.
Jim, I want to congratulate you, first off, on your Bears.
Oh, my Lord.
Exciting.
I'm going.
Are you going?
Oh, are you kidding me? I'm going. I'm flying out Saturday.
It must be nice. It must be nice because I'm from Los Angeles. We have no team. But even if we did, I wouldn't be considered sort of the spokesperson for the team.
No.
You get to be. I mean, I guess there's Ditka and there's a couple other celebrities floating around, but I think you're the number one guy.
No. There's a lot of great Bears fans.
Well, no.
Who's bigger
you're
than
number
you?
One.
Who's known? Who's known for it over you?
Everybody. I mean, I don't know. Bill Murray's a Bears fan.
Yeah, you never see him up in the booth.
Yeah, well, no. I'm there. That's true.
That's the point.
On a TV show, I'm always, you know, it takes place in Chicago, so I'm always playing the Bears or the Cubs.
You go there and the crowd goes nuts. They put you up on the Jumbotron.
Well,
you sing whatever the Bears fight song is.
No, they have a song?
That's
the Cubs. I sing the Cubs song.
You sing the Cubs song?
Yeah.
I'll tell you. See, if you're from Los Angeles, you get none of this.
No, you got the Kings are doing well.
Right, but I don't get to be the Kings guy. I'm just some a-hole from North Hollywood.
No. Are you from here?
Yes, that's my point. I'm from Los Angeles.
Yeah,
if you're from Los Angeles, you get nothing, and you don't even get those things in the local paper that say, like, local boy makes good or anything, because it's the Los Angeles Times.
The competition's too high.
Right, that's right. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to move to a small town, crawl up a woman and be reborn somewhere.
You know, it's a shame. L.A. is, you know, the mecca for entertainment, but I have it on good authority from your pal, Jim, David Feeney, that you are, when you go back to Chicago, you're regarded as the king of the Windy City.
Well, I wouldn't say that, but I wouldn't say that. But I've been in Chicago. I've been a Chicago actor for a long time. There's a lot of great Chicago actors. My brother John is from Chicago. You know, we got a little kind of legacy going with Second City in Chicago. So
you were,
my son's there right now. Actually, he's doing a play in Chicago right now.
Your son is?
Yeah. He's like 25. Doing a show. He's working at the Second City in the Improv Olympics and stuff, yeah.
According to, as long as we're on plugs, according to Jim, tonight, every Tuesday night, ABC, 8 o'clock. What are we on, season five?
Five, man.
Wow. What the attrition rate for sitcoms, too, and you don't even remember the ones you can't remember, so you don't even think it's as high as it is. But, I mean, sitcoms in general, what do you think? 1 in 20 chance of lasting?
Well, I tell you, I have the stats. You want the stats?
Yeah.
Every year for the four networks, now there's almost six, but for four networks, they develop 2,500 ideas.
Wow.
They develop 1,000 scripts, and out of 1,000 scripts, they shoot 100 pilots. And out of 100 pilots, 25 make the air, and 17 will not make the end of the year.
Wow. Yeah. It's a good thing you had that quarterback wrist brace made up with those stats on it.
I had it.
It's funny. I'm picturing. I mean, why shouldn't everyone have one of those?
It's true.
Why just NFL players? Why couldn't I have one? Why couldn't single guys have one for dating?
You have one to lay it out in front of you right now. They keep the stats in front of you.
I had no idea of those stats, but I'm more now in love with my idea of the wristband for the common man with the cheat sheet on there.
I think it's
good idea, because every man's got to at least know one thing. Every guy's got to at least be an expert at one thing.
Well, I would.
Whether it's a one battle, a war, a game.
I would have some stats from my favorite team. I would have like a locker combination on there. I'd have one of those tipping charts, you know, when you go out to dinner and the check comes to 82.95, and you're like, what the hell is 15% of it? I would have that in there.
Opening lines.
Opening lines. Hello, beautiful.
Closing lines.
Yeah. It'd be weird checking it in the middle of the line, but it's still effective.
You put your arm around their neck and kind of do it. You know what I mean? Look, check the line.
We're continuing the Jim Belushi Ask Kissathon, a movie that I mentioned that I really enjoyed. I think it was last week on the air, and then I saw it on cable over the weekend, was Salvador.
Oh, yeah, that's an intense movie.
You and James Woods.
Yeah, James, you know, he got nominated for Academy Award, and Oliver Stone,
yes. The reason I want to dip this far back into the past is I believe there's a lot of movies that slid under or by people's radar. A lot of people who like those kind of movies, who like good movies, didn't see this one for one reason or another, and you should go rent it. You should go get it.
Yeah, they've played that one for 20 years, and they just keep playing it over and over and on True Network, you know, True Stories, and Independent Film Network, and it's one of Oliver's best movies.
Also, yeah, I think it's before he became sort of...
That was the one right before Platoon.
Right, before he became maniacal and delusional.
But we still yell at Oliver.
Yeah.
We used to tease him a lot on the set.
Is he insane?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know him that well since then. I haven't spent a lot of time with him, but he was sure a wonderful director then.
Yeah, he is one of the best when he's on his game.
Oh, man.
Also running a lot right now on the cable is Curly Sue.
Yeah, so that's what people have been telling me.
Another one of Stone's triumphs.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, that one the little girls like, you know.
It's a weird movie. The premise is that you're a bum, and you have a little girl with you who's your daughter, and you're parenting leads you to think it's better to be homeless, the two of you, to live on the streets instead of shack up with the foxy, it's Kelly Lynch, right?
Yeah, but I'm a bum. I'm not making really good decisions.
I see.
Yeah. A Sheck starred in a movie called Pittsburgh Jew, which was different. Only Jew in Pittsburgh. Jim Belushi,
yeah.
Everybody. I want to thank you for calling in. Yes.
Congratulations for this show, man. I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you.
I'm a big fan of yours, man. I think you're one of the funniest men alive and one of the smartest. And you're going to have a great run on this show, and God bless you on it.
Thank you. Well, come on in, and good luck to the Bears this weekend.
You got it. If they win, man, I'll be in.
Please. Or even if they lose.
Just a gloat.
Tuesday nights, everyone, according to Jim, that's tonight, 8 o'clock, ABC. Great Jim Belushi. We will take ourselves a break. Carlos Mencia is now in our green room, and we'll be right back after this.
You listen to Adam Carolla Show. Call him now at 866-901-ADAM.
Yeah. Phone number. Well, that was it. 866-901-ADAM. Carlos Mencia is waiting in the green room. We're going to bring him in a few moments. Also, my buddy, Ozzy, my carpenter buddy, is Waldo, who I swung a hammer with many years ago and continue to employ, is going to do one of his famous movie reviews. Maybe Carlos will help him through it. But first, we got to do a new segment that is sweeping the nation. Anyone who knows Dave Damashek knows he's all about the people. He's all about the list. Anyone could sit here and give out their top 10 movies of the year, or songs of the year, or cars of the year. But these are impactful things that Dave Damashek speaks about. This is what you should be putting on your burger, what you should be putting in your fruit salad, what you should be sprinkling on your yogurt. It's not all food related.
No. There's also, yeah, I mean, we'll eventually, God willing, get to uniforms, sports uniforms. I like to talk about.
Wait for that day.
Just generally, I like to talk about. Ooh, another fun one is letters of the alphabet.
Oh, we'll favorite letters.
One. Yeah.
We'll controversial.
Eventually, yeah.
So this is, and this is OT5. This is for 2005. This is the best of 2005.
Sure, annual awards. It only makes sense. That's the way to do it. So.
All right. All right. Oh, yeah. This is his theme music from Karate Kid.
It's amazing that this segment has exploded. There's not just one theme song for it either.
Oh, more than one.
Yeah.
Well, let's hear the others.
Oh. Sort of a techno one. It's a fun one.
That's the theme for, like, any gay subjects you might come up with. Very gay.
Oh.
Could be.
Could be. Could go gay on that.
I didn't even need to come up with a gay.
Do we have a straighter version of that?
You know what time it is.
That's the blacklist.
Now sit right back and listen while Dave tells you about his list of things that he likes. Hey, go ahead, Dave.
All right, go ahead, Dave. I like that. The intro is now twice as long as the actual list.
Please.
Sorry.
Do you feel that?
Mm-hmm.
The tension that fills the room?
Mm-hmm.
And do you know why?
Anticipation, yeah.
Because Adam Carolla has the instincts of someone with very good instincts.
Thank you.
And because of that instinct, he knows.
Singular, yeah.
Please.
I have more than one instincts.
He knows trouble lurks.
Mm.
Yes, it's time for that category, which in the past has caused a dangerous amount of animosity between Adam and myself.
Wow.
Oh, Lord.
Quite frankly, there were some times there where I was really scared.
Mm-hmm. Get to the list!
I'm speaking, of course, Rachel, please. Speaking, of course, about pizza toppings.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Yes, Adam will get into. I'm sure Adam will get up on the stump
this
for the pepperoni. But
yes.
I'll waste no time debating the nominees.
This is controversial worldwide.
Yes. I've been down that road before, and I hope never to go that way.
You've been down the pepperoni road. I'd heard that about you,
Adam. Please,
all right, sorry.
Have your time.
Sorry.
The nominees for the 2005 Pizza Topping of the Year are meatball.
Ooh, okay.
All it's right. An important note with that. The meatballs must be pre-made, then sliced and put atop the pie.
Yeah.
The ground beef spread atop the pie.
That's no meatball
does not
pie.
Count, right?
No.
Onion.
Mm, just onion.
Nothing makes the pizza smell better.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Nasty.
Mushroom.
Mm.
What?
I'm guessing that the mushroom is the number one topping among vegetarians.
Mm-hmm.
Not a chance.
What a shock. Rachel disagrees with something. Shocker. Write this down. Mark the time. What time is it?
Dave, you're so right. You're so
what is
right
the number
about
one,
that, Dave.
What is the number one topping of
and
vegetarians?
And Adam, you too. You're right
What
as
is the
well.
Number one topping?
She's finally learning.
What is the number one topping amongst vegetarians?
I would go for the sun-dried tomato.
Yes, wildly
popular.
You
would go for that. You think that's more popular than mushroom for vegetarians?
I say we light up the phone lines and ask some vegetarians, but continue with your list.
I would hope there's none listening to the show. But
we now have, I must reset, we have meatball,
yes.
We have the onion, we have the mushroom,
mm-hmm.
which leads me to pepperoni.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. It's spicy, it's delicious, and I won't hear another word about it.
It's for retarded kids. I can't believe an adult would eat a pepperoni pizza.
What?
The green pepper.
Hmm.
It's the enjoyment I take from it as a man in my 30s, given how much I disliked it as a man in my 20s.
The green pepper.
Right, the green pepper on top of a pizza. It's a testament to one human being's ability to grow.
Mm-hmm. So is that the top of your list, or are these just the candidates?
These are the nominees.
Okay. Now what?
And the winner. For the 2005 Pizza Topping of the Year.
Meatball, 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 please.
The mushroom.
Ooh.
That's right. And here's why.
Oh,
let me explain.
Come on.
controversial.
Here's the revelation I have with the mushroom. I've never given the mushroom. The mushroom, this is a first-time winner in the pizza popping
nutritional
category.
Value.
The mushroom, here's why I felt it deserved kudos. Because it can be a topping that works on its own. You know, you could just say, give me a pizza with mushroom, period. But it really jazzes up if you say, give me pepperoni. Or give me some sausage. You could put the mushroom right next to it.
It should have. I mean, you could give it the supporting role award, but not a main. It's got no flavor.
It's a utility player.
I was afraid of mushrooms as a child, and it's got no nutritional value, and it's a fungus.
Yeah,
it's just nasty.
Yeah, still better than the sun-dried tomatoes.
Oh,
so.
Please.
How dare you?
Now, Ace, I did stay away from the pepperoni. I'm not going to lie to you. It wasn't a tip of the hat to you or anything like that. I just this year it didn't rise to the level
We've almost come to blows over this.
Yes.
Me, you,
pepperoni should be in the Hall of Fame.
Jimmy's cousin Sal, and I guess now I'll add Rachel Perry to that list, which is I think it's a cop out. When you throw a kid's party, you order half cheese and you order half pepperoni. That's what you do. If you have 25 kids are coming to your house, you call Domino's. You say, give me 10 cheese pizzas. Give me 10 pepperonis. But as an adult, what about the sausage and onion? What about the meatball? What about the peppers? What about all the things that separate you from being a child? That's what separates adulthood from adolescence.
There's something,
your taste buds. Pepperoni's a cop-out.
There's something deeply troubling in Adam's childhood that forces him to feel like a child if he eats pepperoni.
Pepperoni.
I think he was scarred as a child.
Pepperoni
while
is
eating.
For children and or retarded adults who have the mentality
absolutely
of children.
Absolutely not.
Thank
it
you.
Is. It, listen.
Thank you. Thank you. I've said my piece, and now I say to you, good day. Good day! Good day, sir, to you and your list.
Congratulations to the mushroom. That's what I want to say.
All right. Boom. Dave Damashek and his list. We'll be back with news, sports, Carlos Mencia, movie reviews, all that after this.
Yeah, man, you are listening to the Adams Carolla Show. Call Adams now at 866-901. Adam, yeah, man.
Yeah. We will hear from Oswaldo. Oswaldo, you may know from the Adam Carolla Project, which was on TLC. He's a friend. He's a dear, dear friend.
An excellent television show.
Thank you. Thank you. I know you've never seen it.
What? I watch every episode. I'm the one that says you should do season two.
Really?
Ask me something about the show, I'll tell you.
Which one's Oswaldo?
He's sitting right out there.
All right. Wow.
I don't know where he is.
Wow.
I watched it. The guy in the underwear jumped in the pool all the time, and
that's
another
right.
guy left, and then there was the two guys, one's nephew, the two Mexican guys, the one's nephew died, and the other one ended up in jail.
Yeah.
I watched the show. I
Thank
love
you.
That show.
Thank you. Thank you. It takes a big man to admit when he's wrong, and Adam Carolla is a big, big man. It takes a huge man to apologize to Rachel Perry, who's going to be doing the news in just one moment, and I'm that big, big man. Anyway, Oswaldo's going to be doing his movie review. Carlos Mencia, Carlos, who always brings his A-game, is coming in here in a few. We will first hear from Rachel Perry in the news.
Supreme Court nominee Samuel Alito said his record shows he respects the rule of law. He begins the first of 2 days of questioning by the Senate Judiciary Committee today. Senators promised to sharply question the 55-year-old appeals court judge about his views on abortion and executive power, as well as Alito's rulings on police searches, gender and job discrimination, and gun control.
Mm-hmm.
And this being the first week, I've misplaced my story about Starbucks right now.
The one where they put a bomb in the bathroom?
There was a bomb in a Starbucks. I don't know. I've got these cards, and I'm distracted by the post. And
I would imagine Starbucks, tough bathroom to use, because coffee always sort of gets the juices flowing, if you know what I mean. That's the way to kickstart the bowels.
That is interesting. But I think it would be a classier group, too, right? Than the
it wouldn't be bums in there vomiting, but that morning cup of coffee gets things moving down the pike, down
That's
the
true.
Flume,
right?
Down the old poop flume, as I like to call it. And I could imagine there'd be a lot of damage in that bathroom. A lot of damage.
Yeah, I see.
Much more than that M80 the kid fashioned out of the pipe. Yes.
In any case, yeah, you said it. There was an explosive device found in a San Francisco Starbucks, and they
blew it up in the bathroom.
They blew it up in the bathroom.
Yeah.
And everybody was okay.
All right.
Nobody hurt. Let's go on to the entertainment news.
Mm-hmm.
Hilary Swank and Chad Lowe are breaking up.
Mm. Shocker.
Yep. They've decided to separate, but they're hopeful they'll be able to get through this tough time. Did you know that Mike Myers and his wife split up as well?
Really?
Yeah, I didn't know that.
He's very quiet about that kind of stuff, and he's very quiet in general. Mike Myers makes a movie, you see him, and then you don't see him for a number of years. Smart. Flying under the radar.
A very talented Canadian.
Man, I wonder what he paid out to her. It had to be millions and millions of dollars. As far as Hilary Swank goes and Chad Lowe, I've been wondering about those two for quite some time.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Ever since she didn't thank him in her original Oscar speech?
Yeah. I met Chad. Chad's a nice guy. Chad did Loveline when we were on MTV many years ago. But I always thought, married to a lady. That's curious.
It is surprising. I'm hoping that she'll, for Swank's part, I'm hoping she'll land on her feet without getting to live the cush lifestyle that Chad's acting career, I'm sure, has afforded her.
Oh, yeah. For the last 5-8 years, she's just been laying back, eating bonbons while Chad went out and brought home the bacon with these Academy Award-winning roles. Now she's going to have to learn what it's like out there in the real world.
Right.
Yeah.
It's true. Jessica Simpson and Nick Lachey, surprise, surprise, are selling their Calabasas, California mansion for $3.75 million. Anybody interested? Interested?
Mm.
Tori Spelling wants a summer wedding or maybe spring.
Mm.
She thinks she should do it in Canada where they met and fell in love with Dean McDermott.
It'd be nice if she just had it there and then just stayed there. Wouldn't that be nice?
That'd be nice.
Tori, is Tori Spelling doing things now, or is she just on my long, never-ending list of celebrities that don't actually do things except for fall in and out of love, and then we have to hear about them on Entertainment Tonight? Hear about Tori Spelling, we have to hear about Richie, we get to hear about Paris Hilton, we get to hear about... There's a long list of names of celebrities that don't actually have projects anymore that we constantly hear about. What is that?
I believe that she met her current dude, Dean McDermott, while they were both shooting a movie in Canada. So they were doing something. I'm not sure if we'll ever see it or you'll ever see it.
No, but I will not. No, we will.
Now you're going to make a point of it.
Not ever see that. And your dad has a house that is 80,000 square feet in the middle of Beverly Hills across from the Playboy Mansion, and he's 150 years old. Just wait for him to kick off, move into the old man's palace and call it a life and leave us alone. And here's the deal, too. If you're a lady and you have no projects going, you have to be above a certain level of hotness. And sadly, Tori has not made that cut. Neither is the Richie girl. And the list goes on and on. I believe you have to be at least above a 7 in the looks department to not have any projects going and for us to constantly talk about you.
See, I think Nicole Richie is very attractive.
No.
She's just so thin right now.
Now, she wasn't attractive when she was heavy, medium. When she was perfect, when she was thin, never attractive. Not bad, nothing wrong with her. Just, I've met her.
She's, but you wouldn't.
But doesn't rise to the level that she should be at to be out on these club openings that have red carpets with photographers
She's moderately, she's not tall. I wouldn't call her leggy. And there's nothing wrong with her. There were 80 girls at my high school that were hotter than she was. And I went to North Hollywood High. So that's my criteria. Thank you.
And finally, Scarlett Johansson doesn't believe in monogamy. I'm just throwing that out there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm. So there you go.
Wow.
Another candidate.
I have to have a talk with my
for
wife.
For Tad.
Yeah.
Or Mike August.
Oh, and I'd love to wipe the smile off her face. You know what I'm talking about?
I think I know what
I
you mean.
I mean a little rough trade.
Yes.
Yeah.
You mean a vigorous lovemaking.
A vigorous
session.
Lovemaking. Yes. Take the smile right off that face.
Anyway.
That's what it would be like. Me and the career man, tagging out.
I'm Rachel Perry, and that's the Disorganized News.
It's time for Dave Damashek's number one sports. Number one sports. Do it, Dave.
Seattle lost at home last night in the NBA to the Philly Sixers. The Lakers, though, win at home against the Pacers thanks to Kobe Bryant's fourth straight game with at least 45 points. Unbelievable.
They beat the Sixers. Is that who the Lakers beat?
Pacers.
Oh, Pacers, because I thought it was part of your policy just to mention the losers to shame them.
Yes,
when it's the local team, when it's the Lakers,
right,
then we'll mention
it. Right, because when it's our local teams, our regional teams, it reflects poorly on us, and I wish to shame them.
Good.
To challenge them, you see.
Good, I like it.
NHL last night, all of Southern California glued to the TV to watch the local battle for NHL supremacy. This time, the Mighty Ducks of Anaheim knock off the L.A. Kings. Gonzaga, top 10 team, behind 34 points from Adam Morrison, the ugly version of, uglier version, I suppose, of Larry Bird. Their winners last night. Indictment, if there ever was one.
You have to put your head in a garbage disposal to be uglier than that.
Well, you got to take a good look at this character.
All right.
Redskins safety Sean Taylor fined $17,000 for spitting in the face of Tampa Bay's Michael Pittman in last weekend's first round of the playoffs. He was not suspended, though, which a lot of people expected him to be, so he will be in Seattle and ready to go for the second-round playoff game. Yesterday, Kansas City Chiefs introduced their new head coach. Now, of course, Dick Vermeil, the crybaby, they've replaced the tears with, I dare say, Ace, an early candidate for blowhard of 2006.
Wow.
Now, I know he physically doesn't fit the criteria, Herman Edwards, former Jets coach, but take a listen to what he has to say and see if you agree with me that he's full of hot wind.
All right.
It's no one's right to play in the National Football League or coach. It's a privilege.
Mm-hmm.
It's an honor.
Mm-hmm.
I will carry that tradition here. I've carried that all my life. I know what the National Football League's about. It's about commitment. It's the best game in the world. And it's played by the best players in the world.
Mm-hmm. And part of the rest of that went with him getting away from fundamentals and looking ahead two games. That's going to be his new policy. They'd like to dismiss with the fundamentals, get out of basics, not back to basics, get out of basics, and look two games ahead. That's his new policy.
I also like, the telltale, one of the maybe number one telltale for blowhards in the football world, are when they're talking to media members and the players and such, that they feel obliged to refer to it as the National Football League. Because the NFL, you wouldn't know what they're talking about.
No.
National Football League is a privilege.
In these great United States of America. I like when they introduce them. I like when they interview themselves. Are there changes to be made? Sure. Sure there are. Are we going to start looking to get a little deeper in the secondary? Of course. Are we going to take the entire team, put it in an airplane, and fire it into the Pacific? Well, they're all perished. Of course not. That wouldn't be prudent. That's nice. You did a nice interview with yourself. Hard hitting.
Here's a little more from Blowhard Herm.
Game of football is a sacred game to me.
Mm-hmm.
Coaches and players change.
Mm-hmm.
But the game is the most important thing. And we know that through the years of watching the National Football League.
There you go. Say a little more National Football League.
Sure.
Sacred privilege.
Yeah. Yeah.
He lives it. Men. Gentlemen. Game played by gentlemen. Warriors.
Yes.
Battles.
Yes. Yes. Blowhard battles. Is that it, Chuck?
Yeah. Let's keep our eyes, though, on him, though, for future reference. I think we have a lot of blowharding coming down the pike.
Dave Damashek's number one sports.
Never gets old. All right. Well, Carlos Mencia has been waiting patiently. We'll bring him in. Also, my good buddy Oswaldo is going to come in and do a little movie review for us. Hopefully, Carlos can help with that. All that after this. Nice job. Oh, yeah. We'll be playing Ranchero Countdown with Carlos as well. There we go.
You're listening to The Adam Carolla Show. Call Adam now at 866-901-ADAM.
Yes, you is. I'm Adam Carolla. Carlos Mencia has joined us in studio. The Mind of Mencia, second season coming up on Comedy Central. Also going to be at the Comedy Store tonight, tomorrow, and Thursday. Just dial the 323-650-6268 for tickets. Carlos, thank you.
You're welcome, buddy.
Pleasure to be here.
Always a pleasure to see you. The I know they're just rerunning The Mind of Mencia now at all different
Forever.
Times. But when does the new season officially kick off?
March 21st.
And you're doing 13 or 12?
We're doing, what do they do? Well,
13.
Yeah, they do 13, but you know, when you do 12 and then they do that weird show at the end.
Yeah. Yeah, we used to do that on the man show.
Right.
We'd do our best of show.
Right, right.
It's called, it's a way of getting paid and not having to show up. It's nice.
And not doing like a real show.
Yes.
Even though we did some cool stuff, but, you know.
The Mind of Mencia smash hit, and we'll be back again also coming out on DVD as well, yes?
It's out in stores now, actually.
Oh, it is.
Carlos Mencia, not for the easily offended, out in stores now.
But that is not The Mind of Mencia
coming out on
The DVD.
Mind of Mencia comes out on the 21st,
yes.
Also.
Roska, pat yourself down, would you please?
I just want to make sure we
take
get
your
the
right hand balled up into a fist, punch yourself in the side of the head, please. Carlos Mencia, I like Carlos because he has a loser family.
And like yours?
Yeah, that's the pet. Well, I wouldn't call my family. They're not losers, but I am leasing my dad a car and in the process of leasing my mom a car. And then I have my mother-in-law whose house I just put a roof on. And they're not losers, but I would call them opportunistic. If somebody strikes gold in the family, they're gonna get their pound of flesh out of them.
Right.
And I know. Now, the problem with you is you have, like, 18?
I'm one of 18 kids.
You have 17 brothers and sisters?
I have 11 sisters and 6 brothers.
Could you fire through all their names? Because I have one sister,
no.
And I don't know her.
No, see, I'll miss one person's name. That's what will happen. I will forget one person, and it'll happen. It'll cost me $1,000.
Do you think you could get through 17 of them if I put that challenge to you right now?
No, because I'll forget one, and it'll cost me $1,000.
Do you think you could get 10 of them in?
But yeah, but then it'll cost me $6,000.
What if you got $100 for each one of them whose name you got right, and you could give that to the one whose name you missed?
Yeah, because see, what will happen is here's what will happen. I'll forget that one person, and then I'll think, no big deal.
Yeah.
And then when I leave here,
right,
I'll get the phone call from my mom.
And I'm...
I can't believe you didn't remember your sister, Anna. She walked you to the hospital when you broke your leg. Oh, God, give her $1,000. I'm sorry.
I couldn't imagine. I'm not trying to stereotype here, but I'm guessing they're not all doctors and lawyers.
No.
Most of them need a few bucks here and there, right?
Here and there, though. They got jobs, you know what I mean? It's just those in-between days.
Yeah.
And I don't mind. I mind when they take advantage.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I got a sister who, she'll ask for money, and then I'll say, look, see, you know, I'm enabling you now.
Right.
So then, like, 2 weeks later, her kids will call, and they'll say, you know, we need some sneakers. So I'm like, all right, I can get that. You're going back to school. But then I'll get the phone call where the kid will say, can I have a check for $232.47? And that's when I'm like, dude, I'm making a payment of some kind. Put your mom on the phone.
Right.
Shut them out. No. Cut them out of your life.
You can't.
Yeah, just do it.
No, you can't.
Yeah, just try.
No, you can't.
There is no try, only do.
No, you can't.
They will
light a candle and kill a chicken, and then I'll lose my voice. Seriously.
Okay.
Can't do that.
All you're halfway home with the voice.
Exactly.
What did you do? Who didn't you give money to?
Yeah.
What's going on?
The voice thing, my grandmother did something to me because I left for Christmas and I didn't buy anybody presents. Because that was like my thing.
Right.
I'm going to Hawaii. I don't want to deal with my family.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys show up here, I'll hook you up with presents.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not, sorry. Not going to happen.
Yeah, so I thought you did Hanukkah. You do Christmas?
Yeah.
Okay. I heard 18 brothers and sisters and wanting money. I thought you. Sure.
Is that what you thought?
Well, Honduras.
Of course.
Where you're from. How many of them are they all out here? Are they all in Southern California?
No, I got Chicago, New York, Miami, Los Angeles, Texas. Some in Mexico and some in Honduras.
Wow. Must be crazy to have a checkerboard of families. Just, I mean, there's a safe house in every city if something goes wrong between you
and
Johnny.
Yeah, I got somewhere
Law.
To go.
Wow. And it says,
I like the way you think, like a felon.
Says here that your brother just moved in from Honduras.
He lives in my house right now. He's the one. He owes me like $75,000.
How? Wow. What?
He's got seven different kids from five different women. And
what?
I'm not, yes.
You're not Jewish?
No,
I'm
not Jewish.
Come on, Carla.
I swear to God, I know the similarities. The stereotypes are just running
I'm
Jewish.
I'm sorry, but it's just
all the signs.
All the signs are there.
They're
yeah.
all there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but no, he's at the house. So what happens with him is every 3 years or so, he'll get something in the mail saying he owes like $40,000.
Mm-hmm.
You know, right. And I'm like, dude, what is this? And then it's child support that he didn't pay for, you know, one of his kids'
bar mitzvahs. Exactly. Was very expensive. Yeah.
It's a great day we're living in with celebrities, because it used to be back in the day, celebrity was just, it was some rich white chick who took singing lessons and her parents, came from money and she took ballet and whatever. Now we got everybody's a celebrity and they all come with their baggage, their crazy lives and their crazy families.
Baggage. I had to hire my brother. So if you watch the show, there's a guy that's like really, really wetbacky. That's my brother. Mm-hmm. And I hired him on purpose because I'm like, I'm tired of giving you money. Here's a job. Just do a job. Do something. So now he's making money and he's not asking for money.
I'm sorry, but I was told by the station we couldn't use wetback, that we had to use beaner. I'm sorry. I mean, no. I know it's uncomfortable, but wetback we sort of find uncomfortable here.
But I didn't say that. I said wetbacky.
Oh, wetbacky.
Yeah.
Okay. It was still close enough. I mean, if you added another "er" to the N-word, it would still be offensive. Do you know what I'm saying?
Illegalish. Let me put it to you this way.
Yeah.
This is my brother. He's been here for 35 years.
Mm-hmm.
Or no, now 36.
Uh-huh.
2 years ago, we were coming back from Honduras.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody sees him in the citizen line,
mm-hmm.
and he doesn't look like an American citizen.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't mean white. I mean, he doesn't look like a citizen.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody comes up to him and says, this is not the line for citizens.
Mm-hmm.
So my brother ignores him. So the guy comes back with an interpreter in Spanish.
Yeah.
So in Spanish, the guy tells my brother, this is not the line for you. You need to go to the other line. This is for citizens. And in this accent, my brother goes like this. Just because I look like this means I can be citizen. And don't they have a verbal portion to this exam?
Yeah, that must be awesome, having him flop at your house. 75 grand you think he owes you.
At least.
At least.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, if I were you, I'm not as family-oriented, obviously. I would start hiring drifters to kill these people. Almost immediately. I would take huge insurance policies out on them and then have them erased by drifters. Jesse?
Hey, what's going on? Is this Adam?
Yeah.
Hey, is Cousin still right there?
Yes, he is.
Hey, I just want to ask him something. When is he going to come down to San Diego?
When am I going to go to San Diego?
Yeah.
Later on this year.
Later on this year?
Yeah, I don't mean, or if I ever need a crucifix of Jesus Christ holding a Budweiser,
yeah,
then I'll end up in San Diego.
Well, you can let's not forget about the plaster Paris ET with the Prussian helmet. That's another thing you can pick up near the border.
That's the best, man. You can't get that stuff anywhere else.
I know those of you who have not traveled to Tijuana, you've not traveled. You got to go to the border and see what's for sale, because you're down to your last $18 and you're loaded. That everyone who leaves Tijuana after a couple nights of partying over there is blitzed out of their mind and has $12 to their name. And that plaster Paris ET seems like a good buy at the time.
And then all you see is little floating Chiclet boxes everywhere. Because the kids are so small, you can't actually see them over your car. You just see little Chiclets and you hear Chiclets, Chiclets, Chiclets. And then you give them $1 and they give you like 40 boxes of Chiclets.
Yeah, Revolution Street. Spent many evening there. Very nice.
That place is awesome. And on the way back, I mean, like, people like me, we don't care because we've seen those people.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're like an American and you've never been there, you just give so much money away to people because everybody looks so sad. And the little kids.
Well, it's heartbreaking because they have four-year-old little girls.
Yes.
And they're so cute with their little pierced ears and their pigtails, and they're selling you the Chiclets. I don't know who decided that Americans loved Chiclets. We're there to, you know, get with strippers and buy pharmaceuticals.
Right.
I mean, I guess we need to chew some gum along the way, but they sell the Chiclets. They look at you with those big brown eyes, and you can't say no.
You can't. You can't get a blanket of a bear, a purple bear, anywhere in the world other than there.
Yeah.
They go, you want a bear, purple or yellow?
Well, that's just sad, but in Europe... A lot of places, like in Italy, they have the little gypsy children come up to you, and they're not selling stuff. They pick your pockets.
Yeah.
They come up and they hit you with newspapers and distract you. Then the littlest one comes and picks your pockets, and you find yourself a grown man trying to scare away these little these 5-year-old little girls. Go like, ha, go away, and then you feel like an evil. Couldn't be more evil.
The pigeons.
That's the difference between Europeans and Mexicans. Mexicans don't steal.
Yes.
Yeah, we have the rep for stealing, but no, we don't steal.
They're hardworking people, and they're proud people, and they would rather sell you 3 cents worth of Chiclets for $4 than actually pick your pocket.
Yes.
and pimp their kids to do it. We will take ourselves a quick break. Carlos Mencia in studio. My buddy Oswaldo is going to come in here with one of his movie reviews. All that after this. Yeah, Brother P. Touch. I love this product so much, I had two of them before they even, I was going to say paid me to do these spots, but I'm not being paid. Wait a minute. Get my agent on the phone. No, the phone labeled with the Brother P Touch. Called phone, and my agent labeled Shyster.
Coincidence?
Yes. No. Yes. Brother P Touch, it labels, they have the laminated labels that you put on. They have the durable outdoor labels. You can label your barbecue. I will take the labeling wildlife, squirrel, moth, although they have difficulty flying. Brother P Touch, electronic labeling systems are available at Staples, Office Max, Home Depot, other fine retailers. Models start under $30. See brother.com for more info.
Put some clothes on, though.
It's the It's the Adam Carolla Show. Call Adam Carolla now. 866-901-ADAM.
Yeah. I'm Adam Carolla. Carlos Mencia is in studio. Mind of Mencia. Starting with a second big season of that, 13 new episodes. Also, that's going to be out or is out on DVD. No, going to be out on DVD as his other DVD, which is currently out, which is a stand-up. Carlos Mencia, Not for the Easily Offended. Also, Carlos going to be at the Comedy Store tonight, tomorrow, and Thursday. Now, Oswaldo, my good buddy Oswaldo, I met 15 years ago, Oswaldo?
Almost 16. Yeah.
All right. So that'll be 15.
Okay.
All right. We met 15 years ago.
Almost 16.
We were swinging a hammer together. I believe we built a gym in Pasadena, and our love affair flourished. I, of course, went on to great things in the world of radio, and Ozzy went on to great things in the world of carpentry and barbecuing. Ozzy works with me, works on me, works next to me. We're really life partners. He did the TLC, Adam Carolla Project TV show, and I decided when I got the radio show, he must review movies. So what movie are you going to do for us this week?
Blood Rain.
Blood Rain. All right. I believe we have the trailer to that. Yes?
A father, a daughter, a mighty leader, a prophet, a young hero, a guardian, a land ruled by evil, a secret society of Avengers. Blood Rain. The adventure begins.
Wow. They really seem like parodies when you just hear the audio version of them, don't they? So, Ozzy, you saw it?
Yep.
All right. It's time for Oswaldo's movie review.
Blood Rain.
Oswaldo.
Oh, hold on. Cheek on the man.
The movie. We want to know if movies you have seen. Go ahead, Oswaldo, tell us.
Wow. Little Jose Feliciano for you.
Wow, that's amazing.
All right. You, Carlos, you jump in if there's something Ozzy misses. Go ahead,
just
Ozzy.
Just for you, Ozzy. Go ahead.
The movie that I saw was Blood Rain. That's one movie, you know, about mystical and immortal creatures.
Creatures.
Creatures?
Creatures, yeah.
Okay.
You time you see the movie, you transported to the year 1725 in East Europe.
Mm-hmm.
And take a play, you know, in Transylvania.
It takes a place in Transylvania?
Transylvania.
No, he said tickets play in Transylvania.
Hold on a second. Let me explain two things. It's Transylvania and it's Chevrolet. Okay?
Chevrolet.
And what's the other one?
Romania.
All right.
Around to the Dracula castle.
Mm.
Christina looking as Rain is the main character. Mm-hmm. He's a good vampire.
Is it vampire? Is that Christina Lucci?
Christiana Loken.
Oh, Christiana Loken.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Sorry. It was clear to Rachel. Go ahead.
She is a good vampire.
Okay.
Want to get the edge, the power, uh-huh. and try to kill his father. Mm-hmm. His father is the Lord of the Evil.
The Lord of the what, Carl?
The Evil.
A-hole?
That's what my father's an a-hole. That's what he says.
Lord of the a-holes, apparently.
The ultimate.
No, no, well, a very high-ranking a-hole.
Not
in
just
Transylvania,
an a-hole.
Yeah.
Yes, one of the leaders of
the a-hole.
Evil.
Evil?
Evil, yeah.
He's evil.
Yeah, evil.
Okay.
Oh, he's a-hole. He wasn't there.
Okay.
I would expect the Lord of the a-holes to be evil.
I hope so.
Take it.
But he's a-wall, is what he said.
Okay, yeah. So let me get this straight. He's from where? Transylvania. Transylvania. Mm. He's a where what?
In Romania.
And he's what? He's evil?
He's evil, yeah.
Okay. Keep going.
Lord Kagan, played by Ben Kisling, is to kill him and the evil people go away.
Do you understand that
Did you say Lord of the Evil?
Yes.
Yeah. Lord of the Evil.
See, yes.
The
evil.
Yeah. Okay. Ozzy and I, imagine now building an entire gym with just me and Ozzy.
Right.
I mean, the only thing that didn't get screwed up was a lunch. Go ahead, Ozzy.
This is why when people get, you know, renovations in their homes, they say things like, who put a toilet in my living room?
Yeah.
Who put a goddamn toilet in my... Because it was evil. It was evil.
Right. Right.
Adam told me to put it in the evil.
I just crapped on a chandelier in the bathroom, and there's a toilet hanging from the ceiling in the master bedroom. Oh. Yes, Ozzy's done that many times to me. Yeah, and I love the part where he says, that's what you told me to do.
Exactly.
I told you to put the toilet on the ceiling? That's what you said. Go ahead, Ozzy.
During the movie, Rain had the protection from the Bridgestone Society and other strong coverage.
Mm-hmm.
Now these people are vampires.
Mm-hmm.
When Rain get the eyes, she now had the power, mm-hmm. and his father, Juan, is back.
Juan is back?
Juan? There's a guy named Juan.
Really? Is there a guy named Juan, or are you just doing the translation? Juan is back. There's a guy, his name is John. So the head of the a-holes is named Juan?
No, Juan. Bring it back, you know.
Is his name Juan?
No.
Okay. Juan. All right.
Juan, like won her back?
Oh, he won her back. Yeah. Oh, okay. All right.
Okay.
All right.
He fired Lord Kagan, tried to kill her and pull out the eyes.
Tried to kill her hair.
All right.
Yeah.
Here's what's really funny.
Yeah.
Say Lord what?
Lord Kagan.
All right. The way he's saying that?
Yes.
In Spanish. It means taking a crap.
Yeah.
Lord, taking a crap.
Wow.
That's why it's really funny, because he's saying it phonetically in Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody that speaks Spanish that's listening right now is on the floor.
What?
Because he's saying, Lord, taking a crap.
What is his real name? How would you pronounce Lord taking a crap's name? How would you pronounce that, Carlos?
Lord Kagan?
Kagan.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
But he's Kagan. Saying Lord Kagan.
Okay. Taking Lord taking a crap.
Look at his face.
King of the a-holes is taking a crap. Lord Kagan, yes. Go ahead, Ozzy.
The movie is very exciting.
Oh.
And there is a lot of the fight scene, including sword fight, arrow, and knife.
Okay.
My favorite part in this movie is with Rain. Go to the temple and get the eyes, the power.
Mm-hmm.
And the rush ninja start coming out to the wall and crisscross in every direction, try to kill her.
Mm-hmm. Ninja throwing stars, yes.
Christina looking.
What's she looking at? She's looking, yes.
Yeah. And Mac Davis, Sebastian.
Mac Davis finally making a comeback.
Wow.
Yeah. After after North Dallas 40, really. It's been about 30 years. Mac Davis, nice to see him back in an action role.
Wow.
So yeah. It is, Pooh. So it is.
That's right. All right.
He make, you know, good sack lesson.
A good sack lesson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To learn from the vampire.
Mm-hmm.
The vampire not only suck.
He not only sucks.
He's making other thing too.
Oh.
Hey, he put it in quotes.
Thank you, Ozzy. All right, Ozzy. So to wrap it up.
The movie let's review, you know, is cool. Very cool.
Oh, left. Say that again. Do it clean. Come on, Ozzy.
The movie left the review is cool.
It left this reviewer cold?
Yeah.
All right, one more time. Very clean. Cold. One more time. Come on, Ozzy.
Yeah, there's a D at the end of cold.
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 It left this reviewer cold.
You can do it.
The movie left the review cold.
Yeah.
Very cold.
Wow. All right. So not a fan of Blood Rain. Ozzy Castillo, everyone. Or as he pronounces it, Castillo. And how would you like it if we did that to your name?
Yes.
You know what I mean? That's my whole point, Ozzy. I know your name, your last name is spelled C-A-S-T-I-L-L-O, but I don't say Castillo. I say Castillo.
Yep.
You understand? I pronounce it your way.
Right.
That's all I want.
Silvia?
Yeah, say my name. Say Adam.
Adam.
All right. See, 15 years
Alan.
Of that. I'm being called Alan. We're going to take ourselves a little break. Carlos Mencia is going to stick around with us. Ozzy, nice job, buddy.
Thank you.
Well, oh, my God. When you can't impress Ozzy.
See you next week. I know. We'll be right back after this.
You're listening to the Adam Carolla Show. Remember, he loves you too.
Phone number 866-901-ADAM. Carlos Mencia in studio with us. Somebody's in love with Carlos Mencia. Jamie, actually. Jamie?
Hello.
Ooh, you in love with Carlos Mencia?
Yes, I'm very much in love with Carlos.
Really?
Yes.
Where do you live?
I live in Portland, Oregon.
Oh, wow, my wife's family's from Oregon.
Yeah. You can nail her when you're visiting the in-laws.
Exactly.
That is your wife's family doesn't have 27 kids, too, do they?
Oh, no, they're the whitest family on the planet.
Yeah.
They are, like, you know, cute white. Like, they actually go to sleep on Christmas Eve and wake up and open presents in the morning.
Wow. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that?
No, that's just how white they are.
Oh. Yeah.
That's all.
See, you got to be white and somewhat... Not, I don't say wealthy, but you have to have had a lot of stuff during the year in order to be able to wait till the morning to open presents.
So people who aren't white don't open presents on Christmas morning?
No.
Carlos's mom would give the kids their Chiclets that night.
Yes.
That's basically what
you go to
saying.
The ghetto, for example, you got to open presents at 12 o'clock. Because these kids have had nothing for a whole year. And your mom can't be like, well, go to sleep. We would have been like, bitch, at 12, it's tomorrow. We're staying
1201.
Up. And you better get, you know. And there was no Santa Claus. Like, my mom tried to do the, oh, Santa Claus. And my dad would be like, don't tell him that. You better tell him the truth. I paid for it. I better get credit. Don't be giving credit to some fat white guy that never comes to our house. I bought you the presents.
Was your dad on your mom at that time? Because in order to have 18 kids, it just must have been nonstop banging going on in the Mencia house.
My dad complains about not getting enough.
How is that mathematically possible?
That's what I said to him. I go, look at all the kids you have. And he says, no, I just hit the target a lot. That's what he says.
Wow, marksman.
And I said, but when I asked my parents, I'll put it delicately because of FCC, but when I asked my dad, why did you guys have so many kids? My father basically said, because your mother doesn't like to go south of the border.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yes. So then I go, I actually had to interview my parents because I had to do this this report for my economics class. And the whole thing was based on, in other countries where they don't have Social Security, they have more kids because the kids take care of the parents.
Right.
So I was, like, trying to be, you know, real with my parents. So I'm like, Dad, why'd you have so many kids? So he came up with that crap. So then I said, Mom, why did you guys have so many kids? Dad doesn't want to answer the question. I got to do a report. And she got mad at me, and she said, what, is he telling you that I don't like to go south of the border?
Wow.
Well, I was like, what?
This is interesting in a lot of, I mean, here's something we could export.
Very interesting.
It's interesting because a lot of countries, part of their economic woes come from just too many kids and not enough education and not enough people and not enough birth control and enough parenting and all this kind of stuff. What if we could focus on oral sex in Mexico, in South America, in Central America, even in Africa, in China for that matter, places where there's just too many kids, because you're not going to, males are going to want to orgasm. We're never going to erase that from males.
Right.
But I think you could take a little of the wind out of their orgasm sail by going south of the border on them and help world population at the same time. Maybe instead of telling them to wear condoms, we should focus on oral sex.
Or provide more free internet porn for people.
Yeah.
Such as Mike August.
Mike August is going to come
Tad
in here.
And Tad have demonstrated.
Well, see, that's what I mean about, like, and I'm not dissing, really, but it's like, that's such, like, a white answer, provide internet porn. No, I get it. But when you live in a jungle and you don't have water or electricity,
that's
you know what
right.
I mean?
But you
they
have,
still
you have
use
knees,
the internet.
You have knees and you have a mouth.
Ace is, working at a grassroots level.
I am.
Yeah.
I will take all the beautiful women and send them on speaking tours of the world.
Yes.
Trumpeting, heralding the arrival of oral sex for people in third world countries. Speaking of oral, Rachel Perry is here. Well, oral. You'll be giving the news orally. That's right.
Great way to introduce something factual and newsworthy.
Oh, you're doing it with your mouth.
Exactly. The Senate Judiciary Committee begins questioning Supreme Court nominee Samuel Alito today. The 55-year-old said his record shows he respects the rule of law. Senators promised to sharply question the appeals court judge about his views on abortion and executive power and Alito's rulings on police searches, gender and job discrimination, and gun control. I was telling you guys yesterday about, of course, Arnold Schwarzenegger got into a motorcycle accident. This is what he had to say about his face stitches.
It's not what normally happens when you see someone in Hollywood with swollen lips. It's collagen shots, but I mean, this is not what it is. It's no plastic surgery or anything like that. It's just simply an accident with the motorcycle.
I realize one of the ways to get a lot of these blowhard politicians to stop thinking they're so goddamn funny is to stop having the lackeys around them laugh hysterically at everything that even comes close to a joke. What they need, thank you. What they need is for me to send the Corollas over to hang around with them. They would not feel funny anymore. Just having the mom say, I don't get it, dad looking confused, sister giving them the stink eye. That's what they need. The problem is everyone laughs hysterically every time they say something, and they just think they're on a constant roll. Meanwhile, they're just getting their ass kicked.
Yeah, people should realize that that laughter, the heavy-duty laughter in that clip, was not one of us.
No.
Harry Belafonte yesterday, I was telling you that he called President Bush the greatest terrorist in the world. Mm-hmm. Actually found Harry Belafonte saying this.
And no matter what, the greatest tyrant in the world, the greatest terrorist in the world, George W. Bush says, we're here to tell you, not hundreds, not thousands, but millions of the American people, millions, support your revolution. Support your ideas, and we are expressing our solidarity with you.
Now, if you don't mind, I'm going to get back on my private jet, leave your asshole of a country, and go back to my palace in the United States.
Yes.
With the world's number one terrorist.
Because I sang one good song.
Yeah. Yeah, about a banana boat or something.
Right. Jesus about Christ. A foreign country.
I know. All actors, all performers hate this country so much. They don't say it when they're here. They go abroad, and then they just kiss ass. It's sort of the equivalent to you living. It's like you live in Nebraska, but when you go to Oklahoma, you're like, Sooners are the number one. And everyone, of course, goes insane because that's where you are, and then you slink back to Nebraska.
Yes.
Kiss ass.
A man in his 80s died trying to set fire to his neighbor's house. He got into a fight with his neighbor over some parking spots. Made a homemade bomb.
Mm-hmm.
detonated it in their house, and it set him on fire and killed him.
That's the way my grandfather went.
So who was it, Jack Lemmon or Walter Matthau?
The old one was it.
Yeah.
It's always homemade bomb. I'm going to assume every bomb is homemade until someone opens a bomb store or a bomb emporium.
The bomb depot?
Yeah, they're all homemade pretty much.
Scientists at Southwestern University in Georgetown, Texas, have been pumping caffeine into rats and have found that rats enjoy sex more or more sex when they're exposed to caffeine. But this only, so if you want to get a rat horny, apparently you give it coffee.
Well, apparently,
Hispanics drink a lot of coffee.
Oh, really? That's what it is. And a lot of soda as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I'm being completely serious. I'm having
maybe
a revelation here.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what it is.
Also, someone's got to take that horchata down to the lab and see what's in there. Because there's got to be some caffeine in that rice-based lovely confection. Yes, yes.
And I also love a good story. This is my last one right now about an animal trying beyond its means to live.
Mm-hmm.
In Montana, a cow that was at a slaughterhouse jumped a gate last week and escaped. It wandered through residential areas. It got into the middle of a busy intersection. It nearly got hit by an SUV. Police in pursuit. It ran across some train tracks, darting in front of an oncoming locomotive. It almost got hit by a semi-tractor trailer. Jumped into an icy river, sank lower in the water, got swept downstream, found a sandbar, walked to shore. Authorities tried to shoot the cow with a tranquilizer gun 3 times. Finally, they caught it and put it in a pen with a stronger fence. I think that cow deserves to live now.
Well, I do, too. I do, too, and it's going to make a great Disney movie as well.
God, it sounds like my family is a trip
time
here.
For Dave Damashek's number one sports. Number one sports. Do it, Dave.
Instead of delivering the sports orally, I think I'm going to do it nasally, as I think you can plainly hear.
Yeah, I think you've been doing it.
Perfect.
NBA last night. Kobe, fourth straight game with at least 45 points, leads the Lakers to victory. Seattle, on the other hand, they did not win. Only one other possibility. They lost.
Yeah.
Homes throughout Southern California divided by last night's NHL battle.
Sure.
Between Anaheim and L.A., Ducks win this one. If you thought that things couldn't get any worse for Michael Vick's brother, Marcus, got kicked off of the Virginia Tech football team last week for the umpteenth violation. Yesterday, arrested for holding up some kids in a parking lot at gunpoint.
He really robbed them with a gun?
Didn't hold them up. Pulled a gun in an altercation.
Wow.
Pulled out a gun. Now, he's moving on to the NFL draft, and so he'll get to meet one of many sterling characters who coach NFL teams. We already talked about Herman Edwards last week. Number one leader in the clubhouse for biggest blowhard in the league. But there are a bunch of other interesting coaches out there in the world of sports. I wanted to introduce you to a couple of them. Last night, Dallas Mavericks went on a buzzer beater. Here's their coach. This is the leader of men. This is Avery Johnson. Take a listen.
We thought we had control of the game. We thought we were right there ready to put it away. We thought we had a charge situation there, and it didn't go our way. So what did we do? We kept fighting. We handled the adversity.
That's a grown man.
Wow. Sounds like a midget.
That's right. That's amazing. Leader of, not just a leader of men, mind you. A leader of 6'11" men.
Yeah, but he's like 5'7".
Yeah, he's a
like in real life. He's a guy that played basketball with giants, and he was literally like 5'10", 5'11".
Yeah.
Something from 5'7", 5'6".
An inspiration, like though, with that voice in particular.
It's awesome.
He can reach
this
wall.
We get in one, and we were there. And we represent the Lollipop Guild.
You're a chipmunk yelling at you at halftime.
Yeah. I wonder how seriously they can take him. Now, on the other hand, you have the Pittsburgh Penguins coach, NHL team, French-Canadian, barely speaks the language.
Yeah.
That is required to communicate with the majority of your players. Now listen to this guy. He can barely, if at all, turn words into plural. Listen to Michel Therrien here.
We need to put the puck on net and go for the second scoring chance. On that goal, it says,
Ouellette took the shot, and Sid was there to pick up the rebound. So we got two scoring chances in the same play, and this is what we need.
See, you know, barely, like he does, he Kent says, or later on he goes on to say, we had him on their heel, you know. Right. Not heels, he doesn't get him on, you get him on their heel.
Yeah.
You know? It's fascinating, yeah. You know, these coaches. Just wanted to shine a light on some of the fascinating characters in the world
of
sports.
Well, that's what you're here for.
That's right,
you're our little flashlight.
Yes.
Nice job, Dave Damaschek.
Dave Damaschek's number one sports.
Greg.
Yes.
You're our first caller from Seattle.
Hey, it's great to be talking to you guys.
Great to have you. And we've been on in Seattle, but we've not received any calls from Seattle.
I've been trying.
Yeah, there was a problem with the phone number, and obviously it's been cleared up.
Do you call the 866-901 Adam?
I did indeed.
And here you are.
Yes. I wanted to comment, but just 2 cents on that whole oral sex thing. I think oral copulation versus population, that's the way to go. Totally agree.
It's a decent...
Boy, he even made it rhyme.
Right.
Like a slogan.
I'll tell you what. It is, I know it sounds crazy. There's a lot of guys aren't into this. I don't count myself amongst those men. I enjoy the oral pleasures, and I think if we could export this, we could really cut down on a lot of the population, and hence a lot of the poor people then coming to this country. We must teach them our oral ways. I would like to break it down country from country, culture to culture, and figure out which ones we're into it the most. Mm. What would you say off the top of your head? Europe, the United States, who leads the oral sphere? Who do you think the countries are, and then who do you think the lowest are?
Koreans.
Koreans.
No, I'll go with French number one in giving. Yes.
In giving.
Yeah.
Because they're passionate people.
They like the cigarettes and such, you know.
Right.
I would oral say fixation.
Israel.
Israel.
Jewish chicks are just...
Yeah, that's a very solid point.
Jewish chick. There's nobody. Jewish chicks. You can get them to do almost anything but sex.
Okay. So that's at the bottom. And I got to believe some of these Middle Eastern countries may be toward the bottom of the barrel as well.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. Now places where the weather gets hot and it's sort of tropical, some of these islands.
Like the Caribbean?
Yeah, the Caribbean. What do you think? Good oral, good place to go? Because I'm looking, you know, for my vacation plans. I'd like to go to a good oral country.
You know what? Cuba might be one.
Cuba?
Yes.
Solid. Got to go through Canada, but I'm there.
You can go through Mexico.
All right. We will...
you can.
Do they know you over there? Can I drop your name?
Most likely, yes.
Carlos Mencia is here. We will take ourselves a break. Call in. Tell us what your nationality is. Tell us about your oral or sexual proclivities. We'll be right back after this. Yeah. Adam Carolla here for Barracuda Network. Barracuda Spam Firewall. I don't like to call myself a computer nerd or computer geek. I'm into computers. I don't think that makes me a nerd. I enjoy computers. Barracuda Network Spam Firewall eliminates spam and viruses within minutes. For free evaluation, contact Barracuda Networks at 1-888-ANTI-SPAM. That's 1-888-ANTI-SPAM. Or you just log on, if in fact you have a computer, to BarracudaNetworks.com. Well, of course you have a computer, otherwise you wouldn't need to avail yourself of Barracuda's fine, fine services. Call now, 1-888-ANTI-SPAM. Reclaim your network. Call Barracuda Networks today.
Adam Carolla Show. Call Adam Carolla now. 866-901-ADAM.
Yeah. I'm Adam Carolla. Carlos Mencia in studio today. Dave Damaschek was complaining a moment ago about people's inability to put back things the way they were. I have been complaining about this for a long time. It used to be that you'd go and use the bathroom at the airport and the seat would be left down, but that's about as far as inconveniencing others. That's about as far as it went. Now, microwave doors left open. I opened the refrigerator, saw the mayonnaise with the squeeze bottle and the flip-top cap left up. It has now turned into every man for himself in this society.
It's crossed the line of apathy into being a malicious deed against your co-workers and fellow man
in
general.
It is nothing short of an attack.
That is exactly right. Let me tell you something.
These are the evildoers that we are looking for.
How lazy can one be? You put your food in the microwave. You punch the button. Do you have the energy to do that? Now you open it. You take your food out. So far, you still got some energy left. Too much to now swing that door shut? It's got to be slung open like that? Shame on you.
I've become obsessed with this because I think about the guys who manufacture things for a living, and they manufactured ketchup bottles for years that had the screw top cap or the mayonnaise or the mustard with the screw top, but people were just too insensitive, too lazy, and didn't give a rat's ass enough to screw it back on, so they came up with the flip top. Surely there's nobody. Charles Manson would flip the mayonnaise cap down on
back
the squeeze
down.
Mayonnaise. No, evidently this is not working either. We now need a spring-loaded flip top.
Yes,
that one writes that itself.
Snap, and then people are going to sue because it'll snap on their finger.
Right.
You know what I mean? You know,
I like the guy when you order the pizza for the office that leaves the top of the box wide open so it gets dusty and cold and people sneeze on it. What happened to just putting the stuff back as it was before you got to it?
It's laziness. Laziness.
What do we, you know what I think we're doing? I think we're screwing up every kid in this country by all these Reebok commercials and stuff. It's your world. It's your world. There's only one of you. Well, only one of you in your world gets the flip top left over on open on the mayonnaise and the pizza and gets the urine all over the toilet seat because you're the only ass in the world, right?
Yes. It's my world.
It's my world.
I gotta worry about me.
That's right. So I'm just gonna go ahead and dump the fast food wrappers right out the car window. I'll fill the ashtrays. I like this move. I'll fill the ashtray in my car with cigarette butts, and then when it starts to heap over the top, I'll pull over and tap it out on the curb. And just make a nice pyramid of butts so you can enjoy that.
Here's the essence of evil that I just experienced upon my when I went into the bathroom. Is these guys who they at the urinal they put their pee all over the floor. So,
yeah.
So
there it
now
is.
Whoever comes to goes to that urinal,
you
got to go further back. And now it's just now you're creating you're breeding. Filth, you know.
Yeah.
Now you have to. Everybody has to take one step back and further back. And now, which led me, I was roughly a dozen feet from the urinal trying to hit it.
He was like a fountain, a Grecian fountain, rainbow, a beautiful golden rainbow.
That's right. But everyone doesn't have the
range,
the marksmanship that I do.
Yeah. You got to re-drop in. That's amazing.
Shame is what I say.
Yes, and I like the other urinal thing where there's just that beautiful, frothy, golden basket of urine waiting for you at the urinal because a guy didn't have the decency to reach his hand up.
And it's fresh and
flip
bubbly.
The knob. Yeah, and you can, oh, gee, this guy's getting his, I think he ate either bananas or asparagus. This is awesome. I will take his essence, his urinal essence in, then I will flush it.
Yes.
And then I will urinate myself. Yes, please, everyone. You're human beings. You inhabit this world with other human beings.
Billions.
They have needs.
With billions
yes.
of others.
We don't want scubba on our mayonnaise. We don't enjoy your urine. I know you found that shocking. This must be a revelation to a lot of you folks who think you're the only goddamn human on the planet. We do not enjoy your urine. It is not your world. Stupid Reebok. There should be a class action lawsuit against Reebok or Nike, whoever announced for 10 years it's your world. Your world? There's 285 million people just in this part, just in this country, and we're tired of your urine and your cold pizza. And yes, shut the goddamn microwave door when you're done with it. And if you blow a burrito up in it, feel free to mop it up. How about that? Instead of me having to wade through your burrito guts while I'm trying to warm my porridge.
Yes.
That's right.
Flush the toilet. Unless you're taking a lot of vitamins, then your pee's kind of pretty.
Yeah.
Then you can, you know.
Yeah, if it's iridescent, leave it alone.
If you got purple in your pee, that's cool. You kind of.
It's aesthetically pleasing. That goes without saying. Yes, leave it, please.
Danielle?
Yes, good morning.
Yeah, we were talking a little earlier about exporting oral.
Yes.
And a lot of these countries that have a problem with population and disease and whatnot could use a good lesson from Uncle Sam or Aunt Sam. And learn how to do some oral. You're saying that they don't do it? It's outlawed in Africa?
Well, it's not exactly outlawed, but they don't waste their time. They don't bother. They just get right to the deed, and that's it. There's no foreplay going on.
Yeah. Your name is Danielle. You're calling from Las Vegas.
Yes.
How do you know so much about that culture?
You know what? I studied international affairs in college, and so I know a little bit about things going on in different countries, and I just happened to watch this guy on CNN this week that went over and tried to live as a tribesman for a while to, you know, get a feel for what's really going on.
And he was angry because he couldn't get any oral? How'd that woven into the conversation?
He was really happy because he had no problem getting any action because, you know, the tribe woman would walk around naked. Mm-hmm. If he wanted one, he'd just, like, wave some meat at her, like, literally food.
Wolf Blitzer discussed that he was satisfied with the sexual treatment he received from the maid. I think.
Danielle, are you
just offered him a sandwich? That's awesome.
Are you stripping now?
No, I'm actually a pit boss in a casino.
All right. Well, thank you.
No, thank you for shedding light on that.
All right. Get a pimento loaf and head to Africa.
But that's not what you were trying to say. You weren't trying to say we don't want to export that it's pre-sexual stuff.
No,
we want to export
instead of.
Yes.
Yes.
This is not something that you're supposed to do in foreign countries to get to the point.
Right.
This is the point.
Yes.
Right.
Jeff?
Yes.
You're in the military?
Yeah, I'm in the military. I used to be stationed in Japan, and I hit a lot of different countries out there in Asia and Australia.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have to say, like, the women in Thailand and the women in Singapore.
All right, I don't know if we're allowed to say it that way. As a matter of fact, I know we're not. But they do a lot of oral over there.
Oh, they do a lot of it.
Right.
And Japanese women are very eager to do it, too.
Jeff.
Is it the environment that you're in?
I mean, here's why his numbers are skewed, because he's paying them $100 to perform oral on them.
Right.
Of course, in his world. Oh, they do. Yeah, sure. They line up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you go into a whorehouse.
Of course.
And you swing by the ATM, and you give them a month's pay, and they perform oral.
And
all women from Japan are into this.
Yeah, they love you a long time. But when you leave that and you go to, you know, Waraka Sukuhuku's house.
Yeah, that's right. When you're over at Oaxaca's house, then what? Sukuhuku.
I think part of it has to be the fact that you're American. You go over there to a club somewhere. Being American, you just score major points right there.
Oh, really?
I mean, there's places where you can go and pay for it, and of course I've done it, and it's great.
Sure.
He didn't
no way want to send the message that he didn't frequent whorehouses while representing this country and our fine military. Let's get that straight. It was a close call for a second there, but we got back on track. All right, let's see. One more talk to Lupe.
Yes, it's me.
From Phoenix.
Yep.
What's happening, Lupe?
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
I'm calling to let you guys know that Mexicans are in there, too, okay? Okay, Carlos, back us up, man.
No, really?
I'm sorry. No. The numbers don't back us up.
No, thank you. You're hanging out with the wrong one, también, por eso.
Well, his mom wasn't into it.
Well, yeah, but she's an old-fashioned.
Yeah.
Oh, the new ones are like new and improved.
Oh, really?
Well, so the new breed of Mexicans are into it.
Yeah.
So that's why I should. I have an 88. I should trade it in for like the 205 or something.
That's it.
It says high mileage though.
That's I didn't realize.
Dolores
that.
Is high mileage. Yeah.
For everything.
What are you saying, Lupe?
Yeah, I'm married to a white guy now, and he was always wanting to get scheduled. He said he had to get scheduled.
Scheduled for?
Yes, you have to make an appointment to have sex.
Like, really?
Give me a break, man.
Yeah. All right, well, maybe you got the wrong guy.
No, I trained him.
You trained him. Where are you calling from, Lupe?
Out of Glendale, Arizona.
And what are you at work?
Yeah. Yeah, I heard the color
was off. Where do you work?
Where do you work?
I work at, I can get in trouble. No, better not.
All right.
I think it's like at a bus stop or something like that.
Yeah.
Because in the back you hear it. My telephone is on.
No, don't answer the phone.
See?
Right. Be quiet, man. I'm talking on the phone.
All right, Lupe. So you're here to say that the Latinas enjoy the oral.
Yes, they do.
That the new age Latinas
new.
Do.
Yeah, my mom. I don't think my mom even knew about this stuff, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, that's it. Carlos's mom is old school. She's a throwback.
Yeah. Well, here's how it works. Young Latina women who are born of parents that just got here. Mm-hmm. Really, really strict parents. Mm-hmm. So they're not into that. They'll have sex, but they're not into oral mm-hmm. until they're about 30.
Mm.
Then mm-hmm. they turn into utter whores.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's good to know. Oh, right on their birthday?
At
or?
30, dude. That's wow. when they just say, I've got holes and you've got something I need.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay, keep that in mind.
She's over 30. I bet she's just over 30.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to...
You're going to write that down.
I'm going to head down to Sylmar and check some IDs. That's what I'm going to do. Take a break. We'll be back with Carlos Mencia, and we'll talk to August, Mike August, to find out if he kept up on his pledge not to pleasure himself. Go ahead and play that music, would you please, that leads me into the break, Michelle, that we've never had all morning long. There you go. All right. There we go. All that after this.
Listen to Adam Carolla Show. Call Adam now at 866-901-ADAM.
Yeah, that's the number to call. I'm Adam Carolla. Carlos Mencia is here. Mind of Mencia on Comedy Central. Also, you can find Carlos Mencia at the Comedy Store tonight, tomorrow, and Thursday, right in the heart of the Sunset Strip. Carlos also has himself a DVD, Not Easily Offended. It is out in stores. As we speak now, when we left off at this time yesterday, we had our booker, Mike August, in studio. As it turns out, Mike, who is, I would call, attractive. Rachel, how would you describe Mike August?
Be kind.
1 to 10.
Yeah, like cute, tall, you know, well-built.
Educated.
Yeah, educated, friendly, you know,
thrifty,
nice
kind,
smile,
courteous.
Great head of hair.
Hung like a black rhino.
I wouldn't know.
Okay.
Wouldn't know.
Neither would Adam, by the way.
All right.
Wouldn't know.
Right.
Strong jaw, very strong jaw.
Very strong jaw, nice skin.
Nice skin, clear, yeah.
Boil
yeah.
it down, though, spread to a 1 to 10.
Yeah.
1 to 10 on overall appeal.
I got to give that?
Yes, you're
oh,
the woman.
So
it's fine. It's fine.
Come on. Come on.
But be honest.
Be honest. Give him 1 to 10.
No, I can't.
Here's the thing, though. Rachel, he's a guy. He can take it.
Yeah, but yes. I just don't know.
I'm saying 4.5.
Oh no.
I was going to...
On a 5-0 scale.
I would have got... looks department alone?
Yes. Looks alone.
What's she looking at?
You know, you're well built, but you kind of got a little bit of a belly.
Oh,
all right. Wow, okay. All right. Well, be honest.
But, you know, you're manly, so yes, yeah, 6 to 7.
Okay. 6 to 7.
Solid.
What about the fact that it's the year 2005 and he doesn't wear socks? And he's a grown man.
That's not, be not a factor. Him. So you say 6 to 7.
Yeah, I'd say, closer to 7.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
All right. And Hasselhoff is a 10? Or
her boyfriend.
What are we, your boyfriend
who's a 10?
Is 10.
Oh,
who's
yeah,
a 10?
He's an 11.
Your boyfriend.
Oh,
he's
absolutely.
An 11. Even though he's well under 6 foot.
He is so not well under 6 foot. He's, I think he is 6 foot.
That means 5'9".
No,
all right, let's not digress. Mike August, speaking of numbers, when is the last time you got laid?
I don't think we really put a date to it. It's been some years.
It's been some years.
Taking
some time off.
Taking some time, I have.
What do you think?
Voluntarily, Bob.
I hear it's in the 4-year range.
It could be in that range.
Are you serious?
I am serious.
Why?
Yeah. If only your mother had taken a week off, Carlos.
Yeah, exactly. I don't understand.
Just
this.
1 week off, you wouldn't have 18 brothers and
my
sisters.
My father would have shot you right now if you'd have heard this.
Mike,
just dead right there. He would have stabbed you.
Ironically, Mike, use the thing with your name on it that's in front of you and go ahead and tilt it up to your mouth there.
Sorry.
Thank you.
That.
All right. So it's been about 4 years. Now, we figured out that you having at yourself 2 to 3 times a day via the internet porn has taken some of the edge off of your sword. You have lost the eye of the tiger because there's nothing in you.
I would agree.
Yeah. If I give you a reach around right now, talcum would come out of you. There'd be a huge cloud of talcum in here. We'd all be blinded temporarily, and then we'd begin vomiting. Point is you can't meet a woman if you're not inspired to meet a woman. So we asked you to stay away from your own genitalia.
Yes, you did.
And did you do that? Did you accomplish that?
We are, 30 hours in, and I have accomplished that thus far.
Okay, and when did you have any difficulty?
30 hours? Tremendous difficulty.
Really?
Did you look at porn?
No, I did not.
Yeah.
No, that's
why.
Well,
yeah, no, you can't.
Come on now.
You can't.
What I didn't realize is not only is it part of the daily schedule, it's also part of the sleep cycle.
Yeah.
Because as every guy knows, when you really got to go to sleep,
yeah,
what's the easiest?
Oh, that's the easiest way. Yeah,
absolutely.
Ask David Allen Greer.
I am easily working on 3 hours less sleep.
Is that
wow.
It with David? Wow, what happened to the rest of his snoring? Yeah. Oh, wait, here it goes. That's David Allen Greer. And that's what Mike August sounds like.
So uncomfortable.
Yes, it's natural melatonin. Yeah, semen is not the only thing that is released during this process. Melatonin is.
Really?
And it puts you right into the sack. That's right.
Well, I've lost that ability, and I've lost 3 hours of sleep last night.
We're trying to make it, what did we say, 3 days?
3 days.
72 hours.
That's right.
And
30 hours
you're now 30 hours in.
Give or take, yeah.
How is it that you're 5 hours ahead of where, when 24 hours ago at this time I made the declaration? You know, I don't think you would add 5 hours to that.
He's not in his right head right now.
Okay, exactly. Not thinking
so
right.
Off my game.
All right, and Big Tad.
Yes, sir.
You did not make me this promise. You continue to masturbate.
Yes, I did.
What?
And I never said anything.
Right.
Yeah.
But you have not had sex in how long?
That would be 2 years.
2 years. So we have 2 years and we have 4 years. So it is my goal. Now, Tad, it is abundantly obvious why you haven't had sex in 2 years. Yeah, it's the weight thing. Rachel, what would you give him number wise?
You could be brutal. You could be honest.
Be brutal.
Go ahead.
Yes. I like Tad. I like Mike. I got to work with these people.
She's talking the long
route.
Yeah,
but you're not doing it as a person. Do it as a girl that wants to have sex with me.
Yeah. Makes me so uncomfortable. Who said I wanted to have sex with
me? Well, no, I'm just saying. What would you rate me?
He's saying he wants to have sex with you.
Physically.
Up on Coy Hill, it takes so long for the words to travel down from Coy Hill.
It's true.
Just give the number.
Physically.
Go ahead.
Just
Rachel.
Say it. Point.
Go ahead.
Point west. Three.
Oh,
she said three. I heard her say three.
That's good.
And by the way, three.
That's good.
I bet
you go lower, dude. That is a really
cool.
You
know, you used to be my favorite comedian. Now.
I don't say it.
So
I do you, bro. I will do you.
Sweet.
You get a three just for being born, though. Just for putting your name on the application. You get a three.
Yeah, if you were my friend, you'd get laid. That's all I'm saying, bro.
I am your friend.
Start hanging.
Well, start hanging out with me. You'll get laid. This is ridiculous.
Yes. He could set you up with 28 of his sisters.
Yes. Yes.
All right. All right.
Anywhere from 16 to 48. Which one do you want?
They're all there.
You pick. You tell me the kind of chick you want.
Like we'll go.
I got him on a deck of cards. so which one? Eight of spades? Martha, get your ass over my house now.
That's right. You owe me $8,000. Get
over
here.
You're going to pay for it.
All right. So, Mike, we're going to need you to stay away from yourself for 2 more days. Big Tad, you're allowed to have it yourself, because I don't believe it's a motivational issue with you. For Big Mike, it is. It's a motivational problem. For you, it is not, Big Tad. We are going to set you guys up. We're going to see what we can do. You do want to solve this problem, do you not?
Oh, yeah.
You do, and Mike?
Absolutely. I mean, I appreciate that you are trying to get the eye of the tiger back, but how can I train on a lack of sleep? This is just not... It's not going to be easy.
All right. Well, you're going to have to start taking drugs and going to bed earlier. And you're going to need to stay away from yourself and regain the eye of the tiger.
I have faith in you, Adam.
All right.
You got to do something, because you're depressing me. You're a decent-looking guy.
What would you give me on a scale of 1 to 10?
I'll give you somewhere between a 7 and an 8.
All right, Rachel.
For an average guy.
From Carlos.
You know what? This is exactly why I didn't want to say.
Yeah, 6 and 7. Rough.
Yeah.
Rough. She's like a Soviet judge.
You got
here.
Your hair. You know what I'm saying?
You got your hair.
Totally. I mean, you know, I don't know how much you work out, but you're not fat.
You're not
you
fat.
Know
well, I have a belly, according to
it. God,
you know,
he's got an extra 6 pounds.
You got that strong chin with the little cleft. I mean, you got that whole Mounty thing happening for you.
He is a young Fred Ward. Look it up, everybody.
Yes.
All right. We need to take an extendo break. I want to, when I say extendo, I mean a good 20 hours. I want to thank Carlos Mencia, Mind of Mencia, everybody. Also at the Comedy Store today, tomorrow, and Thursday. Jim Belushi, according to Jim, ABC, Tuesday nights, 8 o'clock, and Jillian Barbary for calling in unexpectedly on the Fox Morning Show and the NFL Show. And, of course, Ozzy, who can be found on my roof. So, until next time, this is Adam Carolla saying mahalo.